Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Diva of Duels Blog Talk Radio Show, where tonight we have the honor and pleasure of speaking with the lovely Lauren Coslow, who plays Kate, I guess Roberts, Demira Roberts, back to Roberts, I don't know, and on Days of Our Lives. And she also starred, of course, in Y&R and Bold and Beautiful, but we're not going to talk about that right now because we're really excited about what she's doing on Days of Our Lives. So, Lauren, welcome.
Thank you so much. I am very excited to be here.
Well, we're excited to have you here.
Once again.
Yes.
Yes. You need a good chat with the girls every once in a while.
I do. It's chat time. I definitely do. I'm all curled up here with a glass of water, though. I have a glass of water to chat.
Oh, good.
Tonight.
Oh, okay.
So yes, I'm being really good.
Okay, I see.
I'm being really good.
Well, and I'm Anna, and we've got Mary Ann.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Lauren. Glad you could make it.
Hi, Mary Ann.
Hi.
And we've got Diva Carrie.
Hi. Hi, Lauren. Thanks for doing the show again.
Hi, Carrie. I'm so happy to be here.
And we've got the wonderful Rose, who's helping us on the with our callers.
Yeah, Rose is straining right now, so she can't say hello.
Okay. She's always
working
trooper.
Hard. Yeah.
We help each other out. We help each other out with our shows, and she's always so wonderful to be with us, and we love having her. So, anyway, let's just dive right in. I guess nothing is going on Days of Our Lives for Kate lately, is there? Is there anything exciting going on? I don't know.
Kind of a whirlwind, isn't it? Surprise, surprise, surprise. I have to tell you, how hard it was just keeping mum about all this stuff that was coming up.
I know, you
Looks
sure
like
did.
You didn't have a problem keeping it hard, Lauren, I'm just saying.
Uh-oh. It's going to be that kind of evening, is it?
That's right.
Starting already.
You might want to get the wine out after all.
I think I will. Forget the water. Okay, bring out the margaritas. Are you kidding me? Well, yeah. I mean, because I've talked about this, when we first got these scripts, it was just like, whoa, you know, we were really, really shocked. And, you know, when you're shocked, you kind of want to share.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we really couldn't. I mean, we really couldn't share it. And, you know, in any kind of interview, and that's when there was a lot of discussion, too, because it had been, you know, a fairly dry period for Kate. in all ways. And so it was, you know, it was something I would love to have been able to discuss, and, you know, and I couldn't. And then when you start filming it, you kind of get caught in between, like, you know, where we are, air date, and what you're really doing. And so
yeah.
We had to kind of work on it, but what I'm saying is I'm so relieved now that we can talk about it. It's all out there.
Well, so they don't exactly sit you down, right, and say, oh, by the way, you have this plan for Kate coming up. It's like,
no.
Are you just reading your script? Or what?
No, I was literally just reading my script. Literally.
Wow.
I'm like reading it. And it was like, and I was reading it kind of like, oh, this is kind of weird. So wait a minute. Oh, sorry. I run into Race. Okay, I'm reading along. Oh, it's weird. So we're talking. Oh, so we're drinking. You know, so I was reading it like you guys. And all of a sudden I was like, I wonder if I should race to the end of this script.
Did you?
But I didn't. Because the writing, because the scenes were so actually intriguing to me, because they were so different. So I'm like, I'm reading them, but I'm thinking, what? And then we go to the private area, and by this time I knew that getting drunk meant something. I wasn't sure what it meant, but I knew it meant something. And I read that, and they kiss, and I was like, what? What? Then I raced to the end. I was so
shocked.
And there
shocked. Were lots of, what, did it describe lots of clothes on the floor?
Yes, I have to find a copy of the script for at some time to give away, because it really are really interesting to read, because they do kind of describe that, and the mad passion of love.
Maybe Rate Fans, we should tip Rate Fans at Rate Fans on Twitter. Maybe we should give one away to a Rate Fans fan.
Yeah, that would be a great thing to do. Yeah, because now we can do that. I'll try to find that script that we can get in mind, because that would
be
fun. Because it is really fun to read it. It's definitely fun to read it, and that is a great script. That should be a keeper. Yeah.
Well, especially Kate getting drunk. I mean, that was so fun to watch her be playful and her guards down a little bit, or a lot, actually.
I think really a lot. I know. I really loved doing it. It was really fun. I don't get to do that a lot. I mean, I think the last time maybe was with Sammy, and we ended up drinking and dancing on a bar top. I mean, it has been a while. It was really fun. But I liked it that... still, despite the fact that she's drinking, she's still a little bit on guard. Like, she wouldn't tell him everything. You know, I thought that was brilliant of the writers, I don't know you well enough. It's really good. I mean, she's pretty cozy. So even when she's drinking, she's still a bit in control. She definitely, I think what it did is loosened her up to the possibility of being in the moment with this guy, who's really hot. He's flattering her. He seems sincere, and he doesn't even seem to be doing it for any reason other than it's really an observation. You know, it wasn't like he was really hitting on her either, which was very cool, So I loved that. I just loved it. I thought it was really, really well written, the way they did it. And despite what some people may think, I felt, my opinion was, that it did make sense, and it was a believable situation. Know people who have been in that situation. that's how these things happen. That's what chemistry is, actually. It's something spontaneous. So it was great. It was really, really fun doing it, and... there's more to come. I can't really say what's to come, but it's just as well written, and it's just been a joy to do it.
Well, I love it that you mentioned a joy. Everybody's been talking kind of behind the scenes and stuff about it, and I think what's fun is it's fun, but it's that right balance of, it's not like totally just hopping in bed and just about that. There were immediately layers to the whole dynamic, I thought, because away he was, like you said, flattering, but not he wasn't trying to suck up or anything. He was seeing her with fresh eyes, I guess. And considering the last 6 weeks, everybody in Salem has been bashing Kate, beating up on Kate. Yeah. Leaving town because of Kate, dumping on Kate for whatever reason, blaming everything on her. And it's like, I was getting pretty sick of that, to be honest. And so, it was so refreshing to have some guy look at her and be like, you didn't have it easy. You struggled for everything you have.
Yeah.
For him to kind of see through her and see into her. And I thought that was really cool that there was that layer. Even when they were kind of drunk, it was like, there was still that layer there.
Yeah.
And I also like that he validated her right away. He basically was like, of course, most of us were State fans and everything. We love the Stefano and Kate relationship. But Stefano's been pretty mean to her lately. So it's like, I'm not missing him too much. I'm not missing their relationship at the moment.
Right. He's been quite cruel. Very cruel, really.
Yeah, he's been very mean. I mean, in all of last year, really. Last year. So... it's like, it's nice that he jumped in right away with, I don't know why you were ever with him. Of course, then she says blackmail, But it's like he sees the goodness in Kate, and what I think is cool. He sees those good qualities in her and is not afraid to point them out or to verbalize them. And I thought that was really, right away as a woman, I just felt immediately secure. Like if I were Kate, I'd feel secure.
Oh, that's a really, really great point. I think that's what was so brilliant about that writing, first of all, that they allowed that, that they created that structure. And I think it was really wonderful acting, you know, Galen's choices, because we had discussed it, and I had discussed the scene, and we did want it to be really, really wanted there to be those multiple layers. We felt like it was so, so important that we do the scene and you could believe that. And I think part of it is that idea of safety. And
yes.
You're right, that they kind of open themselves up in a way that sometimes only strangers, because to a degree they are strangers, they don't really know each other really, you know, can do. You know, it's like sometimes when you sit next to someone on a plane and you end up having a conversation,
right,
that can become, you know, kind of more intimate than you ever thought.
Yes,
but
you connect. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, you connect. But if you're both actually listening and hearing, which is, I think, what they both did with each other, because,
mm-hmm,
you know, they don't, their experiences with each other had only been through other people and their interactions with other people. So they were seeing each other with fresh eyes. And I really liked that. And I liked, you know, and he has that way anyway of really, you know, even in person, like really listening to you. And I think that totally, mm-hmm, comes across with his character.
Very
too.
Sexy, actually.
Yeah. Oh, y'all.
A man who listens?
It's huge. It's huge. And he really does. And so it's very cool. And I think that definitely came across. And also another thing you said, because I know that some people are like, well, you know, he's a good guy and she's a villain. And it's like, it's not that black and white. It isn't that simple.
Mm,
I mean, there aren't, you know, no one is that cut out in just that one mold. And I think, you know, he is seeing another side of her. She's seeing another side of him, of course, too, because she's seeing, I mean, he just went through hell. And, you know, in his life and his relationships and all the things that have happened to him and the things that happened to him because of Stefano. So, you know, there's sometimes people who have been through all of that and who have suffered quite a bit are more open to seeing the other side that the rest of the world doesn't see.
Well, we're enjoying it.
Oh,
and
good.
We have a caller that would like to talk with you for a minute, so we're going to let a caller come on real quick.
Okay.
Carrie?
Go ahead. Ian?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very good. Who is this?
This is Ian.
Oh, I know that voice anywhere. Yeah.
Oh.
How are you? How are you sleeping with someone else?
Oh,
melting.
Oh, I miss
melting
you. That's
how
I am.
Miss you too.
Oh.
I've been watching the show. I was watching. I watched the other day because they said you were back in the sack with somebody. So I was like, wow, I got to watch this.
It's shocking.
Oh, well, it's not shocking. It's very nicely done, actually. It looks really good. You look great. He's
wonderful. Thank you, my love.
So sweet. It's just so great.
She's back in the sack. It's been so long.
Yeah, I know, but it's so nice. And I'm not going to say it's where you belong, but it just certainly suits you.
Oh, thank you. You're so sweet.
Yeah, big old smile on your face. It's lovely.
Thank you. Well, you know how we feel about the things. It was kind of nice for her. I mean, I was saying actually that I actually feel happy for Kate for a change.
Yeah, exactly.
And she's had some dark days, that's for sure.
Oh.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm really, really good. Thank you.
You're doing so well on your show. It's fantastic.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I'm having a really good time. It's we're kind of like very over. We're crowded with veterans right now, but it's actually a lot of fun. It's like every day we like, you know, look at each other and say, "Oh my God, it's been like what, 30 years?" Or, it's like fun.
And the show's celebrating its 50th anniversary, right?
50th anniversary. Yeah, Fennell and I did the promo the other day, and they redid the same promo we did 25 years ago.
Oh my God!
I know. We were just like. It was like, oh, God. Like, I mean, first of all...
It's unbelievable, because that probably seems like yesterday. I mean, really.
Well, no, but the nice thing was, it was like, first of all, the great thing is we're still alive. Secondly, we're still friends. And we're still employed,
which
is
like
wonderful.
That's a really, really good thing.
Which is all these great things, but it was like exactly the same. It was like... It was
and
like, happy
exactly
anniversary, General Hospital. You look good at 50. And we did the happy anniversary, General Hospital. You look good at 25. It's like, oh, my God.
That's amazing. I want to see. Ooh, now, is that going to air? When's that airing?
I don't know. I think it's whenever.
I'll have to look for it. I can YouTube it, probably.
I think it's around, it'll probably start airing around the anniversary, which is in March, I think, or maybe April. I don't know.
Oh, fantastic.
I don't know. So everything's good over there?
Everything's good. We're on.
Are you blushing, Lauren? You're blushing a little bit.
Probably. Can you tell that through the telephone? I don't know. It's very good, though. We're on vacation this week. You know,
we are too.
You are too?
Yeah. But, I mean, it's we're on vacation, but it's like busy. It's like every single day there's something to do.
I know. I know what you're saying. But it still is nice. It's kind of chill. I'm getting really used to this this way of taping. Do you go dark like every 3 weeks?
I think it's every 3 weeks. I'm not sure. Like this time we have 2 weeks dark. There was a reason for that, and I can't even remember what it is. It's to do with obviously somebody very important, like wasn't available or something. I don't know why it wasn't. But anyway, we have 2 weeks dark, and then we're back, I think, for 3 weeks, then 1 week dark, yeah.
It's so good. Don't we love hearing this wonderfully sexy voice, ladies?
Oh, my God. We're all swooning.
Anna, and who else is it?
Marianne.
Oh, Marianne. Hi, Marianne.
Hi.
Thanks for calling in. How about you?
Good.
So unusual to hear you being so sedate.
Oh no! I think I brought the sedateness in.
Well, I was just listening to you to talk. So
I have to say though, I watched the last episode of Downton Abbey last night.
Oh my God!
I know.
Now, did you watch Maggie Smith on 60 Minutes?
No.
I posted it on Facebook. I'll put it on Twitter. Oh my God, it's so good.
Oh, okay.
So good. It's so good. She's. I mean, she's just like so good.
Oh, she's got. I'm like so in love with Maggie.
And I know she's so great, but I loved the whole Downton Abbey, the going to Scotland for the vacation.
Oh.
I loved all that.
It was so beautiful. I mean, it really was. And the last two episodes were amazing. I saw them back to back because I had missed it last week. And it was like everything was so wonderful. But you know, I mean, something's going to happen. I mean, and I think they really foreshadowed it really well, too. Because you kind of, I mean, as soon as you see them in, well.
Yeah, but I mean, how much, it's like a soap opera. Every single beat is like a soap opera. It's so brilliant. Soap opera.
I love it. I love that I'm actually really feeling for Tom. And
I know.
I loved how they handled all that. I mean, it was like you're heartbroken for him, even though he had done some terrible things. I know, totally.
But also, I love the Irishman. What's his name? The one who married the sister died.
Yes.
Yeah, I love the fact he's like this fully emotional, more than anybody else. It's like
mm-hmm.
so great. It just works. It's like, wow. He's like,
yeah.
And he cries at the drop of a...
I know. That was so brilliant. I just loved it so much. I thought it was so, so well done. Now we're all with bated breath. Anyway, but I'm going to look up Maggie Smith. She's my woman. She's my idol.
Yeah, she's 78, and she... It's interesting. You see, the interview is just very funny. She's very, you know, of course, very self-deprecating, but she kind of says like, she says, "I don't suffer fools, and fools don't suffer me." Very funny.
You don't have those type of characters.
Well, we don't. Shirley MacLaine certainly is not that type of character. And I think that was the one false note in that entire.
I totally agree. I totally agree.
She tried to outfuss them all, and quite frankly, in the writing was written a very American, ballsy, forthright woman, and she decided to make it all powdery and fluffy and fussy.
I know. It should have just been so simple, because it was all there.
So simple and straightforward and just a matter of fact. I mean,
you know, and that's what I love Maggie Smith even more, because to me, she made what she does more simple. she pulled back and became more and more brilliant because the bigger McClane got, the more simple she became. It was just so well done.
Yeah.
That was a play in itself right there.
Yeah, I can't imagine what those conversations were. Or those non-conversations.
I would have loved to have been there. Let me just serve some tea just so I can be there and hear them.
Oh, yeah. Just for the kind of the rehearsal before filming must have been like very funny.
Brilliant.
Really? That's what you're going to do? Really? Okay.
You know that's true. You know it. You could see there was so much subtext there. It was real. Oh, it was so good. It was so good. Well, I have to tell you, I miss you greatly. I had so much fun. You know how much fun I had working with you. It was wonderful.
I know, we had a blast.
We did have a blast.
A blast.
I keep telling everyone.
Thankful. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I mean, it's all because whenever I'm asked about it, I always have this to say that you, I mean, we didn't have enough to do, but what we did do was just so wonderful, and you, every single day you made me laugh, and it was great.
We Kian fans miss you guys together, but we're happy that both of you are in stories that you're enjoying and that the audience
here.
Is enjoying, and it's a win. I mean, a lot of us are now watching General Hospital again, and we hadn't for years because
I mean,
I'm enjoying both shows with Kate and with Duke.
Yeah, I think it's been kind of reflected in the numbers, which is great. I think it's kind of...
I think that's fantastic, and I really think that's the way it should work. You know, I think we should support each other. And
well, there's only four shows at the
moment.
Yeah. So the other two start on Prospect Park, but there's only four shows, so you can actually watch every single one of them.
You really can. I mean,
people used to watch four on one network. That was the whole thing, but now you can.
Yeah,
watch.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Now it's
perfect now. We can share.
It's a perfect world.
So we're blessed that we still get to see both of you on screen. Not together, unfortunately.
Not together.
There's so much they could have done, but...
I know.
Yeah, so much untold there, but... Exactly.
I know. Yeah. It's so true. It's like almost always the way. But there's always a future. Who knows what the future holds?
That's right. Right.
Never know.
You never can tell.
Not in show business, that's for sure.
You never can tell.
Oh.
It was wonderful hearing you both talk about your favorite, like, nighttime soap, how you discussed it, kind of like how we sit back and discuss our daytime soaps and talk about the both of you, and you're talking about your favorite actor and actresses.
I think it is. I mean, something that we definitely all have that in common. You know, that's what I always say. We all have our favorite shows, and everyone who's a fan of a show, I mean, that's the thing. You like to talk with other people who are fans, too.
Right.
Totally.
And dissect it. I mean, absolutely, everyone does that. You know, I don't know why people, you know, think that doesn't happen, but, you know, of course it does.
No, but I think it also happens in our soap world. At least I think it definitely happens. It used to be... more so when there were more shows, I think.
Yeah.
I remember, like, watching every single show. Every single show. Because I had friends on every show, and you'd watch them.
Yes.
Like, you know, in your dressing room, you wouldn't watch your show. You'd watch everybody else, like, other people's. And
that's so true. Because it is kind of even though there were that many shows, it's kind of a small working world, and you do. I think you're right. The more people you know, you want to see them on their show, and then I totally agree.
You want to see what they're doing, and you want to see, like, what new tricks they've learned, or if they have learned new tricks, or if they're still from the same old, like, crap. Like, seriously.
That's so true. Oh, I remember that expression.
Yeah, exactly. You've been doing that expression for 20 years. What's that about?
Wait a minute. They use that on me.
So Ian, I would like for you to share how it is when you go into Lauren's dressing room and how it is when you go into Finola's dressing room and how each responds when you'd like to sit down.
Well, I would say the one thing the dressing rooms have in common is they definitely could use some cleaning up.
They're both messy.
It's funny because I was in Finola's dressing room the other day, and it's a very busy place. And Roger Howarth knocked on the door and came in for something, and he looked around and he said to Fanola, "I like what you've done with this." Because the place looks like something exploded. Like, first of all, like three suitcases she takes every day to work. I don't know why. Now, the thing with Laura is Laura's a little more kind of like combination of a pawn shop, a high-end pawn shop, and a memorabilia, kind of a Rose Bowl, sort of a, almost like you expect to see kind of a price ticket hanging from most things. You have to definitely, in both cases, you have to definitely kind of very carefully decide that you have to decide for yourself that you do want to sit down, and then you have to find a place that might be the place least resistance.
That's very true. And you know that Ian is impeccable, so you can imagine that visually.
We're guessing he's a clean lines kind of guy.
Yeah. Describe his dress, Lauren.
Now, the thing for me, and I said this recently to somebody when they, you know, my dressing room at General Hospital, they said, "There's nothing in it." I said, "I don't come here to be at home. I come here to be somebody else. When I come here, it's like there's nothing here has to remind me of myself or my life, because when I get scared, the first thing I do is look at my shoes and wish I could jump in them and run the hell out of here. It's best that I see nothing of myself anywhere. It's better. So I go visit other people in their rooms and I kind of look at them." And I kind of look at their rooms. It's very funny. I go to Jane Elliott's room and her room is like very tranquil and she plays like, you know, kind of like this very sort of soft, like, you know, meditation music. And I go to Tony Geary's room and it's like a library, and I go to Fanola's room and it's like, you know, it's like a yard sale. But my room has nothing in it. Never, ever, ever, ever.
See, I couldn't do that. I need to keep myself. I mean, I guess I find my room more. I need the stimulation in the room because otherwise I'm just going to like drown out.
I understand that. And I understand, especially there. Yes, you would need. I think it's not so much a room. I think it's almost like a fortress for you.
You're right. Yes, too. Yes, too.
Right.
How
yeah.
insightful.
Yeah, and, yes. and I understand Very. That completely. I understand that totally.
My fortress. I love that. I love that we have that. I sense that about Fanola and I, that we probably have that.
Oh, she is like, it's unbelievable. I walked into her room the other day and I said, "Oh my God, my hands are like so dry." And she said, "Well, over here is, if you rub this on first, and then next to it is another one that you rub on afterward, and then over there is," I was like, "Oh my God, it's like Bloomingdale's. What is all this?" Like, she was like, "Everything, lay it out." I was like, "Oh my God, for every occasion." Like,
the
thing about Lauren's room, which is very funny, which I'd never experienced. Like, you can be in the middle of running like your scenes and be kind of like trying to really focus when suddenly the door opens and in comes a rolling rack of costumes. Like, just is like thrown in the room for her to like. Like, very strange. I'd never seen that before, quite honestly.
The fashion is an important item.
Of course it is. That is true.
At least he gives you credit for when he wants to sit down, you actually offer to move something out of the way so he can. Apparently, Fanola says, "You better move the muffins out of the way."
Fanola will say that. Like, if you want to sit down, then you better. That's my lunch. You may move it, but it's my lunch.
Well, I do always try to have a cleared space for a guest. I will say that.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
That's funny.
Oh, guys are so funny.
We had some great fun. There's no doubt about it. There's a lot of craziness.
Yes.
Oh.
How is James?
Very good. He's very good. He has a hot story going now, and then outside of that, very well. He's doing well. Joe's back. He's doing well. Yeah, it's the same old, same old.
And Joe's well, health-wise, everything's good?
Yes.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I'm very pleased to hear that.
Yeah, everything's going pretty good. Yep.
Good.
Yes.
It's been good.
Now, I'm just planning what I'm going to do this summer. Are you taking any trips?
You know, I think I'm not sure. I may have to. No, I may do a play. But I think I would like to take a trip. I'm going to see. I'm going to see how stuff.
That's how I am. I'm deciding. I'm searching airfares already. I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah, there's some good deals actually. I think with American and U.S. Air, like combining right now, there's some very good deals available immediately. And also, United have just put up some great European things. I think if I go anywhere, I'll go to Italy. I think.
I know. I think I'm going. Well, if I go, I'm going to Venice because it's the Biennale.
Oh. Yeah. I love Venice.
I love Venice. I know. I have to go.
I love Venice. You know, I had the best. I went to Spain last summer. Like after I finished with the show, I went in June for a couple of weeks to Madrid and Barcelona. I had the best time.
Really?
I had the best time.
I know. I'm thinking about it now. You know, almost sometimes the best time is the planning. That's why I'm starting so early because I love to plan it and look at the places.
I agree. The planning. You know, Travel and Leisure, the magazine right now, they have a great Rome. Great, the whole section on Rome.
Oh, really?
And I love Rome, but I want to go to Calabria, and I have a cousin who's living in Sicily, so I kind of want to, I think maybe, but then I always want to go to Paris, and then I'm like, why don't I go to Paris, and why don't I go to London, and then if I go to London, then I have to go to Scotland, and I'm like, oh, God.
Well, I really do want to go to, I've never been to Scotland, and especially after, you know, because I do have some a bit of ancestry there, and you know, I've never been there. And then
you should go. It's great. Everybody should go to Scotland. I, the only thing I wish it was possible to kind of predict like a good week, like in the summertime when the weather was good, only because the days are like so long and the sun shines till 11 o'clock at night. And,
really?
Yeah, and like June and July, and it's just so beautiful, and it's just so great. But you know, it's the most. It is. I think for me, it's one of the most beautiful countries in the world. So.
All right. I might make that part of my trip.
Now it's kind of easy because they have a high-speed train from London, which is 3 hours. So you don't have to, you know, from London to. So.
Well, I'm going to work. I'm gonna go online tomorrow. I'll do some more exploring. I'm going to take the week to explore.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Ian.
Always lovely to hear your sexy.
Oh, thank you.
Hear your sexy voice.
Nice
to
hear. Yes, I was just going to say that. Nice hearing that sexy voice again.
Well, I hope I'll get to speak to you all soon. And Lauren, maybe I'll get to see you soon. I don't know. Like maybe.
Yeah.
Hey, Lauren, you need to have You need to have him make his trifle, and then be sure to return the bowl.
Oh, that sounds like a good story, but I do love trifle.
Oh, you do? Oh.
I do, yes.
There you go.
Yes.
Ian, there's your window.
Yeah. Well,
he makes it for
everyone.
I'm
not about to make a trifle and come to Burbank, but never mind. I will. Like.
Okay. I have a feeling there's a big story surrounding this trifle. I'm going to have to find out what it is.
Yeah.
Well, take care, Ian. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Thanks, Ian.
Love you all. Love you all.
Here.
Thank you for everything. Bye,
Aww.
Lauren. I'll
Bye-bye.
See you very soon.
Bye.
Bye, darling.
Bye.
Aww.
Oh, he's so great.
Every time we talk with him, he says, Lauren Coblo should be on screen every day. And he's totally serious. And we, of course, agree.
Yes.
Oh, you guys.
He just loves you
to
death.
He is the greatest guy. That was the best year. I mean, I had a great time working with him. Just it was wonderful. Wonderful. As you can tell.
It wasn't long enough.
We had some fun with Dirty Key and Teenies, too.
I know. Well, that's the thing. Besides being charming
Key
and witty and everything else, I know. He's just funky and fun, too.
Yes, we had a lot of fun times.
I think we have a caller from Israel. Is she still on?
Yeah, let me get her. Good. Mozzie, is that you?
Yeah.
Oh,
here she is.
Hello. It's Lauren.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very good. It's so wonderful to talk to you. How are you? What time is
it
there?
Yeah.
What time is it?
It's like 5 a.m., 5:30.
Now, do you always get up that early?
Almost every day.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. Well, it's so wonderful to hear from you.
It's good to hear from you, so yeah.
I see your
We didn't
post
realize until recently she has a beautiful singing voice. Mozzie
well,
does. She posts
I
videos.
Saw her post on Facebook. Yeah. That's fantastic. Are you going to start a group or just...
What?
A singing group? There's two of you, right, who sing?
Not really. I used to, but now I don't have time for that because of the army. But
how much longer are you in the army?
I have seven months left. We
seven
do
months.
2 years. So.
2 years, that's right, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah. We're trying to get her to Texas after that, right, Mozzie?
Yeah, we're trying. But no, I don't know if it will happen. So
we're hoping.
Yeah, I hope so.
Well, it's so wonderful to hear your voice.
I can't hear you. I'm sorry. What did you say?
I said it's really wonderful to have a chance to talk to you.
Yeah, I like it. Well, I just wanted to say hello. So.
Thank you so much.
I don't get to see days too much here, but because we don't have it here anymore. But I'm watching on YouTube sometimes. So.
Oh, that's good. When did they stop? When did they stop broadcasting it? In Israel.
Wow, a long time ago. I think
really?
About 5 years or something like that. Maybe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well,
but it's okay.
Thank you. Thank you. And stay in contact. I see your post. You're such a beautiful girl.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sweet and beautiful. The best combination of both.
Yes, that's very true. That's very true.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah. Have a good night.
Good night.
Bye. Have a good
Bye-bye.
Day.
Bye.
Bye. Have a good day. That's true. You're just starting your day. Have a good day.
Okay,
bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Another, 8 hours different from, at least my area is, but, yeah.
Wow.
She's a sweetie.
She's so sweet. She's a beautiful girl.
Oh, no. So, do you guys want to bring the next caller up?
Sure. That would be, I can remember, it's been such a long time.
Oh, I was going to say, before you bring it on, Ian just tweeted, I loved my chat with Lauren, Anna, and Marianne, three lovely ladies.
Aww. I know, listen to us. He is, he's such a great guy.
Now we're all blushing.
I know we all are.
Okay, we have Sarah from Canada.
Oh,
Sarah?
Hello, how are you?
Hi, Sarah, it's Lauren. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good, very good. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you as well. Hello to the host.
Hello.
This is my first time listening to your show, and it's been great so far. And so thanks for having us for the fans. I just wanted to say I've been watching the show since 2007, and Kate's character has always been one that's my favorite. I really love all the energy and positivity you bring to her character. I see her as a villain, but a very strong mother. And I really enjoy all your scenes with all the actors, especially the characters of Lucas. And Rafe this week was a great surprise. And I just want to give you compliments. I know a lot of fans complain about the show, and they're not as positive as they should be. But I really enjoy the show right now. I'm glad it's been renewed. And it's my 1 hour every day as a mom and a wife that I get to spend and de-stress and watch the show and enjoy it. So you're all doing amazing jobs. Especially you, Lauren. You're my Kate's my favorite character on the show. So thank you so much for your wonderful job you do.
Oh, thank you so much. I really really appreciate that. I mean, it's funny too that you bring up. You know, it's like your 1 hour of a day that you get away and you get to have fun and unwind with the show. And it's kind of like what we just had in the previous conversation. You know, when Ian and I are talking about Downton Abbey. I mean, it's like the same thing. You know, it is. I mean, it just takes you away out of you know, your normal, what's going on just in the rest of your life. And it does. It does bring, you know, it brings joy. It provokes you. There's, you know, just so many different, you know, emotions that go with it. And I think you're very, you're also very right about talking about being positive about the show. It just always kind of confused me when people, obviously, you know, we can have complaints about shows, but to some of the bashing that goes on, you know, I don't, it's just certainly, it's not helpful. You know, and if you like a show, you definitely feel free to criticize and speak your mind. But sometimes the bashing
I definitely agree, especially with a lot of the other soaps that have gone off the air. But
yeah.
We need, fans need to stand behind the cast and the crew 100%, even if it's not their storyline that they want or their couple.
Absolutely.
We should see it as a whole, because behind each person is a person that has it's their job. They have a family, they have their own life, and we need to support that as fans. If you've been watching for years, the storylines are always going to change. Their couples are always going to change. It's soap. But we have to be positive and show that support, because what's going to happen if, you know, the other soaps go off the air, then who's going to complain then? We have to be positive. And I really feel that as a fan, to watch every single day, if it, you know, and just to be supportive and be give kind words and be a good role model for all everyone out there as a fan. And I that's the way I've always approached anything I've watched or anything I enjoy in my life, especially being a new mom with twin boys. They're 18 months old. Like, I find, you know, I have to be positive in my life in general.
And even, well, you're a great advocate. That's a really, I mean, you are a really good advocate. And I think you're right about that, in terms of being a role model, really, with your children. Because, they see things like that. And certainly we, you know, that's the point of the show, is that we get together and we get to discuss them. But I think you're talking about the level of discussion. Because certainly it's fine to not like something or to criticize something, but it's the way in which it's done, which I think is what you're addressing too. And I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right. It's keeping the level of discussion on a higher level.
Definitely.
And it makes more sense
respectful.
Too. I agree.
Because there's any character, there's a person behind it that works very hard to remember their lines and to carry that character and give a wonderful performance for us fans. And we have to realize that and be so respectful, because it's a lot of work, I can imagine, to remember all your lines and
like
at your
face.
Job, like, you know, like,
well,
I think
in the long run too, it just becomes, it's more fun for everyone, because certainly, you know, you can have people that you root for and people you don't, but it's a lot more fun.
Definitely.
You know, when everyone can feel free to be in the discussion and not feel like they're going to get bashed for being in it, and really that bashing becomes a form of bullying, you know, and it is kind of interesting to me that sometimes you'll see people who are talking about not bullying and yet in their behavior. It certainly is, because that kind of bashing, especially when it's online, you know, because they're doing it anonymously in their house, and it's like, well, now I can really go. I mean, it is, and you're actually bullying other fans who may disagree with you. So, you know, it's.
What kind of example are you set? Are they setting for younger viewers? Their children or their family or their the kids that they're around, the young adolescents. If you're an adult that bullies on a message board or on Twitter to an actor, what example are you showing to our younger generation?
I agree with you. Really good, really, really good points. And, you know, we want to have fun. I mean, that is the point. And you brought up also a very good point about these kind of stories. You know, the stories, they ebb and flow, and people are together and they're apart and you mix it up. I mean, that is drama. That's the history of drama, you know, going back to the Greeks.
Definitely, and that's why I love the show. I love the show. I have no favorite couples. I love the diversity of the show, different storylines when you mix it up. That's why I really enjoy watching these so much, because there's so much mixture, and it's great, and all the different storylines mixed all together makes it such a fun show to watch.
And I like that our show has made a step towards being, I think, a lot more contemporary with its stories. And I really applaud the writers for that. And I think it's, you know, it's a good thing for the audience to at least support that, you know, with stories like dealing with like Will and with Sonny. And, you know, I guess people feel, you know, certainly like this story that started between Rafe and Kate is being controversial. You know, and I applaud the writers you know, for doing that.
Definitely. I think they're doing, as a fan, I think they're doing a fantastic job. I love Will and Sorny's storyline, as well as Wraith and Kate, was a nice surprise this week. I think the writer's doing an amazing job.
Well, thank you so much for your input. I really appreciate it. I think we all do.
Well, thank you so much. Have a great night. My husband and I are going to go watch The Bachelor now. But,
Are you on Twitter?
Yes, I am. But I don't want to give it out because I have two kids, but I'm very private. But thank you so much. It was nice talking to Lauren. And,
nice talking to you. Thank you.
Forward to seeing you.
Thank you for calling.
And look forward to seeing you in Atlanta.
Oh, great. Super.
Thank you.
Cool.
Bye.
Yeah. That's very well said.
Yes,
agree with her.
Well said.
100%. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Like, I enjoy the soap, you know, too, you know, for the soap, you know. I think I was talking to you the other night about that. You know, I want to see it succeed. And if they have to put my favorite character with somebody else or split them up, you know, you have to, if you like your favorite character, you have to accept who they have them with at that time. And root for them to have a good storyline.
Well, it definitely comes down to that. It's so true. And also to understand, anyone who has watched this type of show, this format, knows that, you know, that's the way the stories flow. Mm-hmm. And I always use the same thing of saying over at YNR, like characters like Nikki and Victor Newman, you know, who've been together and apart and together and apart, and with other characters, you know, and years go by, decades go by, and it ebbs and it flows, and it is the nature of the way these stories are told, and it's funny.
Right. They're kind of doing that on General Hospital now, bringing them, like even Luke and Laura, it looks like they're going to bring them back, and how many times have they been apart through the years?
It really is, and I don't know if it's just because of online that it's so much easier to get into groups, but you know, I don't know what it is. It's funny, there seems to be a polarization, and it's really not for the good of the show. You know, certainly I think the discussion is, and you know, you can like or not like something, but you know, it's when it gets really kind of crazy, that I think it's kind of detrimental, but.
Right. That's the way you handle it, you know.
Yeah. You want to be supportive.
Right.
Anna's busy texting me right now.
What's that?
Sorry.
Anna's texting me right now.
We were just talking about the caller.
Next caller. Yeah, this is somebody named Sherry.
Oh, somebody named Sherry.
Sherry, the best fan club president I've ever conversed with on Twitter. She's the best.
Yes.
Thanks, Sherry.
Hello. Hi, I almost fell asleep. Just kidding. I have to go to work. I have to go back to work tomorrow, so I'm like, I've been off for like a week, so.
Oh.
So you're all vacationed out? No.
I'm kind of ticked off because I don't want to go because it's going to be hell when I get there. So.
Oh, no.
No more watching Rate Live.
You're spoiled now.
That's all I did. I'm serious. I didn't even, like, get dressed a couple of days. I just sat and tweeted and watched Dave. Oh, my God, that's funny.
Well, now, see, I'll have to – I think that's good.
What? Weren't you a Nelson family last week or the week before?
It was the week before. But it's really hard. You have to fill out this great big journal. And I'm going to call him because, Lauren, you weren't on that week. But I always watch a show like that Sarah was saying. I watch it all the time, even though it pisses me off sometimes. But I am going to call them and see if I can do it again because it's really hard to keep up with it. You have to record, like, write down by hand every show you record, what time you watch it, what time it was recorded. So it's hard when you're working. And it was just for that certain – yeah. So I'm going to try it again because I don't – they left me a number, so I'm just going to call them. But I want to help the show.
So. Yeah, that's right.
I won't pick up time. I just want to say that I think Kate and Ray, you and Galen, are bringing it. and thank you. We want more. We want more.
Yes.
I don't know if my heart can take anymore.
So I guess it was a big surprise. How do you think it was a surprise? Well, I know some spoilers came out before.
Well, not till the very end.
Not till the very end. That's true. I mean, it is pretty good that
it
kept a secret as it. And still, there's really nothing. I haven't seen anything that has even.
They're not saying anything.
I think that's good. That's like kind of old time soap opera where you really didn't know. I think it works better that way.
Definitely. I mean, I wish there weren't spoilers, to be honest, because I mean, I remember back in the day, like dying all weekend, like when I was a teenager. That weekend was the longest weekend ever to get to Monday to see what was going to happen on Monday. You know, it's just,
exactly.
You know, it's like it's just so I'm glad that Gary Tomlin and whoever else is responsible for trying to keep this under wraps. I mean, did they have you guys taping, like, secretly or anything? Or, like,
actually, that's why it was really kind of, you know, amazing that it didn't get out. No, we just did it. In fact, nothing was really ever said about it. I just know that I didn't want to say anything about it. I know Gayla did. I mean, it's almost like it's an unspoken thing. Do you know when you have something that's surprising in a script that you're, I mean, I know we're not going to say anything because we wanted it to be a surprise.
Right.
You know, and no one said anything. It was really kind of great. I was really surprised. I guess it was just like a week before that there started to be some spoilers. I guess it was when it was first mentioned that there was going to be two singles who hooked up, and then that started the speculation. And
somebody figured out it was Rafe, and then just kind of like put two and two together, I think.
Yeah, and I guess there were, you know, there could have been, I thought it was kind of interesting because there were some clues that might have looked like they were other people, you know, some things that were dropped.
Right.
I think you,
like
they were almost like red herring. They were like red herring.
Open Rafe, yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That you could have seen.
Rafe, yeah.
But the only thing between,
we
just had that one scene. Kate and Rafe just had that one little scene. I think I talked about this somewhere else. But
yeah.
I guess this was like 3 weeks before these scenes had happened. You know, when we like ran across each other, ran into each other in Horton Square, and we were just like, what? What's this?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we didn't even get it. We, you know, because of course we didn't know what was coming. So we were like, why do we have this scene together? It's so weird.
Right.
And we literally.
Well,
we're
still stunned. So.
In a good way, I hope.
The other day, she said, "In a good way, yeah." My mom said, "They come over, and I saved it for her. She always watches it. She works all week, so they come over and she'll watch it." And she said, "Oh my God, I'm stunned." And I mean, it was in a good way. It was so funny.
That was about the hottest daytime scene we've seen in a while.
In a
really?
Long time.
Yes.
It was
we
a nice surprise.
And we were also trying to figure out, like, did the censors, like, leave the room for a little bit or take a nap during that or something? I mean, like how did that get past the censors? Not that we're complaining at all, but it was like, whoa.
Oh, good.
Whoa.
Well, I guess it was just, you know, adult.
And today was super hot, too. Wow.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
Oh, yeah.
It's so funny because I have to tell you, I mean, with these years ago when we had a lot more time to do these kind of, to do the whole show, but certainly to do scenes like this. I mean, you really had a lot of time and it was really set up and, you know, special lighting and candles, blah, blah, blah. Well, we have a hard out time now of 6 o'clock. I mean, we just have to get the show done. And a lot of times we'll go straight to tape, which means there's no rehearsal whatsoever.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we do scenes like that sometimes now. So certainly with these scenes, we didn't do that. But, you know, it's one take, and it's really very quick. I mean, we do it quickly. I mean, so you're having to hope. Like, I'm hoping my, you know, sheet is around me. So
you're covered.
Like
you're covered.
If you see me.
That was hysterical.
It's really funny. So it's really kind of on the fly. But on the other hand, there is a certain spontaneity, you know. And so, you know, and definitely, you prepare, you know, you're in your dressing room, really preparing and discussing. And Gail and I ran those scenes a lot. And we really discussed them a lot because we knew what wanted to happen. And since you do it so quickly, it is pretty much in the moment. And you want it to be spontaneous. So you don't, I don't like to run the lines over and over again. It, like, kills it. But, you know, we talk about it a lot. And then you do it, but then you have to, you know, it's so fast. It's so funny. And then when you put on top of it the physicality of what you're doing and hoping it looks, you know, right and good, and it's a complicated little thing.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
Well, you guys,
well, we all cracked up with the sheet when Kate wakes up the next morning. And she looks at it, and it's like starts to dawn on her, and then she peeks under the sheets. she's not wearing anything. Oh, my gosh, that look
that was
on
great.
Your face. Oh, my gosh, we were all dying. I mean, it was just so precious.
It was so much fun. I mean, that was really fun. And I have to tell you, and Galen, it was coming up when you see that shot of him, like, in the bed. I mean, he's trying out all different ways of how should I be in the bed now. Should I be like this? Or should I be like this?
That was hysterical.
It was so hysterical. I mean, he really worked on what would be the perfect way for him to be laying there in the morning. I mean, it was really fun.
That
it
was
really
funny. Oh,
yes.
And I could see a part of you coming out, too. Like, you're,
yeah.
You know. You, yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Well, I guess that's what I was leading up when I was talking before. That's what I kind of meant. So when you're doing things and you're, like, doing it that quickly and throwing it together, you definitely use a lot more of yourself, especially when it's in a situation like that, which, you know, they are. You're in a more vulnerable situation
yeah.
when you're doing those kind of things.
Yeah.
I mean, you just are. So you do use a little bit more of yourself. And when I was watching it, I could definitely
see that. Yes. Yes, we saw a few scenes, a few moments where, like, that's definitely Lauren coming out.
That was cute. Definitely.
Was really cute.
Like, when you said, really? You're laughing at me? Really? You know,
well,
laughing.
I thought it was hysterical. This is, like, I mean, I do keep on talking about the writing, but I have to give Gary Tomlin and the other writers, I mean, I definitely have to give them credit because the lines were hysterical, and I really thought that was really funny that she starts to get out of bed and he's laughing and she thinks that he's laughing at, like, her. And I mean, it was really well thought out. It definitely was.
It was adorable. I mean, and right away it's like they're established as they're mature, they're funny, they're.
Mm-hmm.
It's just I know we're biased because we love you, but. Honestly, it's just there's so many layers, no pun intended, and there's so many, like, just fun things to watch.
Yeah.
I mean, it just makes it really interesting
yeah.
to watch
yeah.
And over again.
Yeah, no,
I think
you're right. I think there are those layers, and we wanted to make sure that it was different from any other relationships that, you know, that we had with other people. So this is different, and it's a different chemistry, and different things happen. And I like it. I think I like that right from the beginning, they're just kind of upfront with each other. So they're not really, you know, they have nothing to hide. You know, they both know who the other person is to a degree. And,
right.
you know, they just, the way they're coming together is kind of unique, and it's unique for the show. So the whole thing starts out that way. And, I think you're gonna like it.
Well, and I like too the I enjoyed the fact that, like, we were joking, you know, we were joking the next day, kind of like, of course we hang on every word and we're looking at every sign of everything. We're like, oh, they're texting each other. It's true love, you know. And you know, it's like, oh, they already have a love state the next day. Good, they're not, because I mean, so many times,
yeah,
it's like there's this. It's nice because it's still very interesting, and yet. They both dig each other, it's obvious, and they want
yeah.
to be together, and they want to be together in a lot of different ways, not just in bed, but it's like they want to be together, and it's just neat that
yeah.
like there's this connection,
yeah.
and there's a sort of security already there, but it's not boring, it's very interesting, and I don't
yeah.
know, it's just, and then, like, even the way they provided a united front, Kate even used that phrase, I think, or unified front,
yeah.
against Nick, they were both sitting, you know, the body language of them
yeah.
sitting together opposite Nick and everything. And
yeah.
Everything's sort of pointing.
They look like
to
a couple, didn't they?
Yeah.
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 I can't tell you how much I wish Galen was hearing this.
That's
right now, because we really, I bet you're saying all of these things. I mean, they're all things that we really thought about.
That's
It makes me feel so good. It's really gratifying to know that those things do read. And sometimes
Oh, yes, very much.
That's so wonderful. Because, I mean, we really wanted to do that and make it a little different. And from the very beginning to have those layers so there'd be more there. Because there's different ways you could approach, definitely could have approached those scenes.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
they could have all just been about
they got drunk and they had sex and that's it. You know, and,
right.
and this is, yeah. it's more complicated. Because they actually are two very complicated people. And this was an opportunity to find out, for the audience, I think, to find a lot more about them. Because you're seeing them in such a different circumstance and with someone that you've and that's the where you really learn the most about a character, when you see them with someone in a relationship that you've never seen them in before. I mean, you learn
more
about them.
Absolutely. There's really other sides that we're seeing, other sides of Rafe and of Kate throughout this already. I mean, even in just a week, you know?
And I kind of remember, I mean, when you go back to when Kate was with Roman, there was really, that was like one of the first times we saw a really different side to her when she was with the, you know, the cop, the good guy. I mean, it did. It kind of, it changed things for her. And, you know, I think we're seeing a little bit of that too.
Yeah,
and,
I thought it was reminiscent of that for me too, seeing that,
You know,
okay,
and such,
so what happened on the stairs?
Sure must have been good. That's all I could say. I know. I see. I think it's so fun because it's just like obviously they're just like having fun. I mean, I love that. I love that.
Michaela said hi.
Yay!
And Mozzie said to tell you she was really sleepy. That's what. I will go so you guys can get some more callers.
Thanks for calling, Sherry.
Yes. Have fun going back to work. Sorry.
Okay.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
And, and also, Amal can't call in. She's got family in town, but she wanted to say hi to you. So
Hugs and kisses to Amal.
So that was fun. And yeah, the stair. I'm glad Sherry brought up the stair thing because we were all laughing about that. We're like, what happened on the stairs?
I think that was so clever too to bring that out. I mean, that's the thing that kind of draws them. You know, that's the way he keeps her there. It's like, because I love that too. It's like she's like thinking that he just doesn't remember what happened. He was that drunk. He doesn't get it. And that's fine. Okay, I'm just gonna leave. And then it's like it slowly all comes back to him. And then.
Right.
I thought that was
And then when
little,
she's trying to put words in his mouth, he's like, don't put words in my mouth. I didn't say it was a mistake. And I'm like, oh,
And when she's leaving, too, the thing with, you know, I'm surprised you trust me. And he's like, I don't trust you. I'm going to change the lock. So they definitely, I really like that. They really do have this playfulness, this banter already. You know, they got each other's numbers in that way. I think that's fun. That's really going to be fun.
We need to see more of them. That's all we want. I mean, that's the only, we need to, their scenes need to be longer, and we need to see more of them.
They're going to have the mutual satisfaction of having Sammy find out and blow a gasket when, you know. So that's another reason, too.
well, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's so many ramifications
to this. They're
going to
like that.
Yeah, so even if people aren't crazy about, you know, for one reason or another, seeing them together, there's so many other ramifications for them being together everyone can, like, find something. And I think that's the part of just being supportive that the show is trying something.
Exactly.
You know, because it is kind of amazing, like the 6 degrees of separation of complications could come out of this.
Even Nicole, you know, I'm dying to see what Nicole says to him about, like, really? You know, I mean, I can just see her dropping open when she realizes that he's with Kate, you know.
Sure, because it's just
going to
be my
time.
Too.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of cool the way they're
idiot?
Doing it.
Really?
Exactly.
I can just hear Stefano.
It's kind of cool because it's almost like the way when the audience sees it. There's all different reactions.
Yes.
Well, in Salem, there would be all different reactions, so you're getting to, you know, experience that. It's really kind of, it's very clever, I think. Very clever.
Somebody was joking. They were wondering if Rafe was going to give Kate a special FBI jacket like he did John.
So funny. I think I saw
this is
a penguin.
That's the fun. It's like they're interesting and entertaining and sexy and hot in their own right. and they've got all these layers. But then there's the ripple effect. It's almost like an umbrella story or something. There's a ripple effect of all the people between the two of them, all the people that they're attached to or related to in one way or another.
Yeah.
So it really was a stroke of brilliance for them to do this. I love it, and we all love. You know, we're all excited about it. And I wanted real quick, and I know we have more callers, but I did want to mention that I've been noticing that Melissa Sammons has been writing a lot of the scripts that are standing out, at least to me, things that I've really noticed that had Rate and have had Ijami in it recently have been Melissa Sammons scripts. And I thought that was usually it's the Coolitons that really stand out to me.
Mm-hmm.
But she seems to be doing some great dialogue lately with the characters and everything. So I just kind of wanted to give her a shout out because I don't know.
Oh, that's
fantastic.
Yeah, thank you for doing that because the writing, you know, you can always tell with the writing when it's really flowing and when it really works for the character because it's so easy to memorize. And, you know, and I've had a lot to memorize lately, and it has been easy to memorize because it just it's right. You know, it sounds right, and it really is the voice of the character. If it's the voice of the character, then you can memorize it pretty easily. You know, and it has been like that, and it's really been a joy. So thanks for doing that. I mean, I think it is really important to acknowledge the writers and you know the job they've been doing because it's a tough one. Can you imagine?
Yeah. I mean, so I just wanted to get that in. I think we have Carrie. You've got somebody else on there.
I have a message actually. Patrick Muldoon. We were planning on having him call in. He had some questions for Kate.
Uh-oh.
Pat's on the set, though. We actually just found out today he's filming a Lifetime movie with Mark Kafka.
Yay! Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So his message is, I'm on set still. Tell Ma I want to come back from Switzerland for one day to sock Rafe in the mouth for hooking up with my mom, but I still love her. So that's
okay.
See the ramifications.
Ramifications? That you're even hitting Switzerland. My baby. I know he would just want me to be happy. He would just want me to be happy.
Yeah, he would be hilarious if he called in because he would just be totally like, we never know if he's going to show up as Austin or himself.
Austin.
You never know.
Yes.
You never know.
And he's been really upset that Rafe is with his mom. So partly because he's jealous, but that's another story.
Oh, my God. That was so funny. Oh, my God. Well, there's another one. Patrick is such a hot guy. I mean, that was a tough one, working mother and son. Let me tell you. But he's so, I mean, I love Patrick. He's the other one, he's just so charming, so funny, so witty. I mean, just fabulous to work with. But I'm so glad. That sounds like we'll have to see his movie. He has to let us know so we can see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure Diva Abdul will be tweeting about it when it comes out.
I'm sure. Yes.
Yeah.
Isn't this
great? I have a little crush on Patrick, but don't tell him. So.
I think everybody has a little crush on Patrick. There's no doubt about that. How could you not? How could you not?
Yeah. Actually, I'm the one who wrote the news to him about Kate and Rafe, and he was just shocked.
Is that what I saw in a series of tweets? Because I really laughed my ass off. It was so funny. He was saying it like, Mom, really? In the Patrick Muldoon voice. Oh, it was so funny. And it was very funny.
Well, I think Pat had said something about when he called in one time on another show or something and talked to you or something, he said something about Rafe. And he didn't know at that time that you were probably taping scenes with Rafe and doing all that.
Well, that's what happened. I think I did. I called in. I think I called in a show he was doing.
One of you called in the other or something.
I think it was me. And I was in the middle of taping it. And you know how when Patrick starts talking, you know, you all start like joking. And I was like, I was just about to say, guess who I'm? And I'm like, what? Oh, I almost said it. I almost said it.
Right, I remember you stopped yourself.
I stopped myself, yes, because I think we were. I think we were talking about Galen or something. And yes, because you know you get very loose. I probably did have the glass of wine. That's why I have water tonight. No, I distinctly remember that because it was suddenly the comment stopped short.
Yeah, I remember you stopping like that. I was like, oh, that's something interesting here.
Yes, most definitely. Most definitely. But now it's all out, so we're good.
Okay, I'm going to bring on Ashley. I can get the computer to work. There we go,
hey.
Ashley.
Hey.
Hello, Ashley. It's Lauren. How are you?
Hey, Lauren. I'm good. I had a whole thing I was going to ask, but Ian called and I lost my train of thought, so.
Ian does that to us. We all,
yeah.
like, lose our train of thought when he talks.
Yeah, so. Yes, this is just going to be a hi message instead of asking something. Ooh, I got one.
Okay.
If you could ever work with anyone alive, actually, anyone alive, who would it be? Like,
it probably would be better if they were alive, right?
Yeah.
Of anyone?
Yeah.
Well, if it's anyone, it would have to be David Bowie, but yeah. But, well, he did. He acted quite a bit, actually. I might have to just say David Bowie. No, I'll say Tilda Swinton. I have a girl to crush on, Tilda Swinton. And Charlize Theron. Do you like Charlize Theron?
I grew up when I was a baby. The main movie that I watched was Maddie Jo Young.
So oh, really?
That was for the first 3 years of my life, over and over again.
Really?
Yeah.
That was like me and Gladiator. Kind of whole different kind of film.
Watched
Gladiator way too many times.
Yeah. Mom won't let Maddie Jo Young come in this house anymore.
Oh, that's funny. That's so funny. Wow. No, in all seriousness, I think the actor that I would most want to work with is probably Colin Farrell.
Love him too.
He's a wonderful. And Sam, I like Colin Farrell and Sam Rockwell, I think, is also a wonderful, wonderful actor. Now we're keeping on going. I'm going to say even Al Pacino, but Al Pacino from Godfather.
Here. I love him.
Yeah, I know. See, I could never pick just one. It would be impossible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
No problem. Thank you for the birthday tweets and everything. It was made my day.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Oh, and I got a comment on Ray and Kate. I don't know what everyone's calling them. But
great.
I haven't been able to watch lately that much, and I actually texted Sherry as soon as I found out what was going on, and at first, it was kind of, and afterwards, I'm like, okay, this is gonna rock. And I gotta say, it has. It's been hilarious. I love it.
Oh, good.
I honestly hope these two work out of everyone. I mean, come on, this is just genius. Just let these two work out.
Oh.
So.
Oh, well, thank you. That's yay! Yeah, I mean, that's all I'm saying. I think it's more fun when people are open-minded, even if they go into it like, oh, my God, I can't believe this. But at least to have an open mind and give it a chance. And,
right. So much like that, I didn't even know Sammy and Rick had broken up. That's how far behind that
is. Oh, you haven't watched it. Well, it happened pretty quickly. It is interesting.
Oh,
it happened.
They do that every other day. It's kind of hard to track with Sammy.
She's been back and forth for the last 3 months.
She's kissing two or three guys in the same day. It's kind of
hard
to track.
I know, and honestly, I mean, I had no idea. She's actually treated him pretty badly.
Yes.
Honestly.
I know.
Yeah, well, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be interesting, and thank you for giving it a chance. And, catch up. Go, you know, you can go online and see those scenes that you didn't see, maybe.
Yeah, I'm in New York. I'm getting the laptop, and I'll watch it all on YouTube and catch up fully, so.
Oh, good. Then you'll have to let us know.
Yes.
We'll tweet about
it. So glad you called, Ashley.
Yeah, thanks, Ashley.
No problem.
Thank you.
Night.
Have a good night.
Care.
I could come with me.
Bye.
She's so sweet.
Oh, that was a nice call.
I think that's what, like, a lot some bloggers and some people who shall remain nameless that are usually negative out there. They were all kind of like, ew, you know, I don't know, you know, Rafe and Kate, what, you know? And it's like, then, I mean, I just saw something today where they retracted it and said, whoa, wait a minute, this was really good, you know? So I think that's the thing, is like giving it a chance, letting, you know, you know, trusting that, hey, you know, this is in capable hands. This story is in capable hands. Give them a chance. And, you know, and I think it was pretty much immediate. The reaction that I saw was pretty much like, wow, you know? I mean, it really struck a nerve. I'll leave that alone. But anyway, you know, with a lot of people right away. I mean, it was like, boom. It was, you know, so so I think once it aired, and that's why I hate the spoilers. It's just like it prejudices people, you know, ahead of time. But if they just allow themselves to see it live, you know, then it's like, oh, wow, that was unexpected, but I like it, you know. So.
Yeah, I think you're so right. I mean, they're predisposed. They dig in like, oh, I'm not going to like this. And, you know, perhaps don't even watch it. I mean, who knows?
Right.
But, I mean, I thought it was really refreshing how many people, you know, express their reservations about it, or they're shocked.
That was common theme.
Yeah, and then we're open-minded enough to say, oh, wait a minute, this is kind of interesting. You know, even if it's like weird but interesting. I mean, so, you know, and that's what it's about. That's what it's about. And I think you're right. I mean, I was really surprised about it because, you know, I was wondering how people were going to react to it. I mean, I knew that we were having a good time doing it, you know, having fun. And what's not to love? But
it's like,
of course,
at the office, Lauren. I mean, come on.
I know, daily job, so I have to do it.
Nobody's
going to
feel sorry for you these days.
I know.
We all want a job like that, really.
I know. I know. I'm a little spoiled. you know, it's been great, but, you know, you do. You hope that people are going to, you know, enjoy it and, you know, or at least find it, you know, interesting or provocative or whatever. And, you know, and I am happy with the response. I mean, definitely.
Yeah. Well, for those of you listening, if you're loving Rate, go on Days of Our Lives fan page. They posted a picture Sunday afternoon of a Rate kiss. A Rafe and Kate kiss, and it had over 6,000 likes the last time I saw it, and that was pretty high compared to the other pictures on the page.
That's so cool.
You know, they had a pretty immediate reaction on there. It seemed to be very positive in terms of the likes, so I thought that was cool.
Yeah,
so
it's great.
So,
it's great. See, and that's what it's about. You know, at least people are watching.
Yeah.
That's what we want, you know.
That's
what we want. Yeah, whether you're watching it because you're mad or watching it because you're happy or excited or, you know, whatever. That's what it's about. So it's good.
Yep.
We like that.
Yep. Hey, Carrie. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Carrie.
Oh, here we are.
Yes.
You are the next victim?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hello? Who's there?
We have Tricia on the line.
Tricia.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
How are you?
I'm doing very good. I'm sitting here and with boomers at my feet. And, and Indiana's sitting next to me. Sleeping on a pillow, and it's all good. I think the rest of the family is in. They call this bad movie night because usually I'm at art class, and I'm not because it's a holiday. So,
they're in there watching their dad. You're surrounded by your buddies.
I'm surrounded by my buddies. Yes, I am.
So, have you actually watched your Rate scenes yet?
I finally did. I watched them today. I had them all recorded, and I decided I should watch them all. And one after another, I watched it, just like Downton Abbey. And, and I was kind of was happy with it, you know, I think we accomplished what we had talked about doing, you know, the different things we wanted to get into those scenes. And it was kind of fun and it was kind of laughing. I think I told Sherry this earlier in the day that I was like, you know, stepping outside of it, which obviously I do.
Yeah.
You know, I was happy for Kate. I was like, oh, I'm happy for her. You know, that's a bad couple of years. I mean, it's been really bad, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
we're all happy for Kate.
I know, we're all happy for Kate. you know, and I really appreciated what, because, you know, of course I'm working with Galen in the moment, but, you know, when I'm watching the scenes again and watching him, I mean, I thought he did such a wonderful job of, and really doing that thing that all us girls were talking about earlier, of really, like, looking at the woman. He's like, Rafe is, you know, looking at Kate and really, you know, just listening to her and seeing her, you know, for her, which was, it's incredibly sexy. That's a hugely sexy thing. So all of that came across, I think. And I was happy about, I was really happy about that.
Yes. We're all very happy about that.
Yes, we're all very happy.
In fact, I was stuck in meetings all day long, so Sherry videotaped your scenes on her cell phone and emailed them or texted them to me so I could watch them during my meeting.
Oh my God!
Not the word obsessed or anything. Not the
That is funny. So you had them on your phone? Oh dear.
Yeah.
That's so funny. See, well, sorry. That is must-see TV. Seriously, what were you saying?
It is. It was just too short. It needed to be longer. We needed to see more.
Oh my gosh, that's testimony. Well, I'll say definitely hashtag stay tuned.
Oh, sounds like there's gonna be more where that comes from. Good deal.
Oh, it's so great. I mean, there's such a huge sense of relief that this is all out now. We can talk about it, that's all I can say.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'll bet that was hard keeping that in for so long.
It was. It really was. And, you know, and definitely there was a period of time where, you know, storyline was definitely slow for me. And, you know, and so, and the, you know, fans were so supportive and there was so much discussion online and it was really, one, you know, and then I started to feel badly because I know some good stuff's coming up, but I can't really say too much. And I was so glad when, I'm not sure exactly who it came from, but from the show, and they mentioned that there was a story coming up for Kate, and I was like, oh, phew. I'm glad a little bit's out there, you know, because I mean, I do. I mean, I feel so blessed to have met so many wonderful people because of this show, and everyone has been just so supportive. It's just, it's like the coolest thing, absolutely coolest thing. So. Yeah.
So has Nikki seen those scenes yet? Just curious.
No, that's a big N-O. And actually,
did the DVR accidentally erase those particular scenes?
He really doesn't want to see them. He doesn't want the show. It's so funny. And I said today, because I had kind of my favorite were the morning after scenes. I really, really did like those.
Yes.
That was kind of cool. And I said, no, you kind of watch this because the different things that I had talked to him about. I said, you should see this. I think it really worked. It came. And he's like, no, it's okay. I'm like, oh, okay, never mind. Okay, I guess I get it.
Aww.
Never mind. I mean, I understand. I mean, I haven't ever been in that position, but I suppose I do understand it.
Yeah.
I understand it. I get it. So, no, just me. Just me alone there watching my show.
I love it. Oh, well, we're enjoying them, believe me, it sounds like there's going to be lots more fun for us to enjoy, so that's good.
Yeah, I think there's going to be more for you to enjoy. I'll say that. But there's been a lot of giggling on this show today, there's no doubt about it.
Yes. Trish, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Well,
I'm glad you made it. You almost weren't going to get to make it tonight, so I'm glad you made it.
Yeah. Drama.
Well, I'm glad even though you were busy, you got to see the show, and I'm, you know, stay tuned. More to come.
I definitely will.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, it was great talking to you.
It was great talking to you, too. Pet your kitty for me.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, T. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, and she's also Team iPhone now, as of this week.
That is fantastic. We have a whole Team iPhone group.
Well, you know, that's why they offer the Kazi plan. There's a Kazi plan, you know, unlimited texting between iPhones and unlimited, you know, it's an important plan there, the Kazi plan.
I think we should get free like phone covers and stuff.
Yeah, and you can and we can use all the emojis we want now that she's got.
That's
we were,
right.
We were blowing up her phone every time we used one, so
I
we're
know.
Really happy about that.
I know. It's so true.
I know. And I know how much Millie Kate loves the emojis.
Oh, I get so much grief over using those emojis, I can't tell you. Whenever I text her, I make sure I use extra ones because I know it annoys her.
Exactly. Then it becomes fun to, like, annoy people.
That's right. That's right. That's what I'm putting here, an emoji. Just deal with it. XOXO, sunflower, sunflower. Oh, my God.
I love it. Oh, all right. Do you have another caller, Carrie?
Oh, yes. We have about four. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Lisa, we'll stop giggling so we can get to everybody.
Okay, this is Jill.
Jill?
Hi,
Jill.
Jill.
Hi.
Jill.
I'm here.
Is this our Kazi, Jill?
That's right. Got two
Yay!
Of us right in a row.
Hi, wow. How are you? Good to talk to you.
One of my daughters is motioning from the other side of the room and telling you to tell her hi. So,
hi, tell her I'm waving.
Oh, she's waving to you, Erica.
Okay. I'm waving. So did you enjoy Days of Our Lives last
Oh,
week?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
it
good.
Was quite good. Yeah. Very surprising.
Very...
Yeah, it was good.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you were surprised and enjoyed it. I know there were a lot of spoilers coming out, but thankfully they were all kind of like within the last week, so still surprising, right?
Well, we knew that was going to happen because it was in the spoilers, but not quite how that intensity, maybe.
Oh, good, good. Well, there's nothing like seeing the live show, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
well, today's
sure.
little clip that Sherry sent, I hid in the bathroom at work and watched. So,
is this what's happening in our workplaces? That's all I have to
yes!
say.
Yes!
We really.
I've got it. She's like, I've got it on mute, but I'm watching it in the bathroom.
That's really
she
funny.
She had to hide it away.
This is
great. I turned the sound down and hid in the bathroom. So.
Wow. Wow. I mean, this is good. This is great stuff. I wish that. Well, the writers and the directors and everyone involved could hear all this because I think it would make them so happy because it is. I mean, that's the kind of show you want to do. Like, people are like, I want to see it. I want to see
yeah.
my show.
Yeah.
I
can't wait.
It's been a while since we've had, like, a countdown to something or, like, you
yeah,
can't wait. You can't even wait till you get home to see something or,
yeah.
you know, I mean, or, you know, I've been trying to race home during lunch and try to watch, you know, or whatever, you know, just... Even
yeah.
though there's all these other ways you can watch it now, it's like you know that the show's doing something right and the actors and everybody involved is
yeah.
doing something right when people can't wait to see it, you know. It's just,
yeah.
You know.
I think that's really true because I remember in the past, I mean, you'd be hearing, well, you know, there was, well, you know, they have the spoilers and certainly in the magazines when they were way ahead of time. And you'd often hear, like, why we don't even need to watch because, you know, we heard that this is going to happen or that's going to happen. You know, but it's kind of different now because even if you get a spoiler, you really don't know how they're going to do it. You know, you
right.
don't know what it's going to look like. And I think the relationships are so they're more complex than they were to a degree. I mean, and things get switched up so quickly on the show that it's like you really you do have to see it. And even hearing about it isn't the same as seeing
right.
it. And that's what, you know, makes people want to get it. And plus, I want to see it on the big screen. So I don't want to just watch it on my computer. I really want to see it on my television screen. Like, and I think a lot of people feel that way. So even if you watch it on your phone or your computer, it's like, I kind of want to see it on the TV too. And that's good. Those are all good things. That's good for the show. Most definitely.
Oh, someone texted me. Tell her Rafe is hot. Who? I don't know who texted me. Oh, Sherry. Sherry.
Well, I mean, that's definitely true. No doubt. But it's so funny because we were having that discussion. I think certainly the way he, I mean, yes. I mean, he's a handsome guy. He's a sexy guy and all of his, he definitely is. And also, I think the way he portrays that
yes.
character. Because, well, I mean, that yeah. thing, that attractive thing about a guy really being in, you know, in the moment and with you and all of that is so attractive. And I think he did such a great job of doing that.
Yes, yes. Well, and I mean, and please pass on to him, too, because, you know, we picked up on a lot of those things. I mean, we really did catch a lot of them. It was very organic, you know,
mm-hmm.
from the standpoint of it didn't look like it was forced or anything, but we definitely, I mean, we, of course, the amount of times we've watched the scenes over and over again, we're going to pick up on things, but, you know, but I mean, really from the beginning, from like the first time I viewed the scenes, and I know we all kind of feel the same way, is that we could see that connection and we could see that he was really into her, like, they were
yeah.
really listening to each other and into each other, but it was just, it was so different than sometimes when they've matched people up and they go to bed together right away, and it's just like, who cares? You know, it's kind of like,
yeah.
okay, well, wow, I really didn't really want to watch that, you know.
Yeah.
So, like, in this situation, immediately there was so much more to them.
Yeah.
And so, and just that thing of, he really did a great job of showing Kate and therefore the audience.
Yeah.
He basically gave to Kate what we all want, in a sense.
Yes.
You know, where what we, a lot of us
yes.
want, as far as just that wow, he's really paying attention, he's really being attentive,
yes.
he's really listening. Oh, he held her hand. Oh, you know, it's like, yeah, those
yeah.
are always nice. Those touches are always nice. You know, but it's that's what's cool. And that just
yes.
that reassurance. He just has really validated her. And so I think, you know, some
I
of
agree.
It's in the dialogue, but some of it's definitely the way he has portrayed
yes.
it and the choices that he's made. And, of course, you guys play off each other so well. It's just, it's really awesome. But,
you know, I agree. That really is a turn on. I think most women can identify with that.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. And the playfulness. And definitely he's very, very masculine.
Yes.
But to also deliver the line about, you know, when she kind of stumbles and he says the thing, you know, about the high heels. And she's like, well, you try to walk in these, you'll have to pay to see that. I mean,
yeah,
you know,
I
so that's
that.
A guy really comfortable with his masculinity.
Yes.
That, you know, and he can
yes.
play with her like that. That's, you know, that's like hot.
Yes.
All of those things. And it's just like a little throwaway. So it's like here's a guy who's really playful. You know, he's playful and he's appreciative. And
yes.
those are, and interestingly enough, for Kate, I mean, it's been a while.
Yes.
Been with
well,
someone
it has,
like that.
You know, Kate suffered a lot this last year, you know, with, I mean,
yeah.
you know, with people being mean to her and everything.
Yeah.
And Stefano
yeah.
taking out his wrap on her and everything. And
yeah.
Just,
and even before when we were talking with Ian, I mean, the way that character ended up being, I mean, that was like such a huge betrayal.
I know.
Really,
she thought he was like totally into her and he was just
right.
playing her. You know,
and
well,
he was
of course
totally
we all know
playing
that was
her.
Right,
I know.
The writers and all the things that changed behind the scenes, but we
right.
won't get into that.
No, we won't.
But,
no, but I mean, no. it's just the nature of what it was. And most of the time I forget about that, of course, because we love Ian Buchanan so much.
Oh,
but Ian the Counselor turns out to be, you know, the way, you know,
yeah.
it was,
right,
was
right.
horrible. So, I mean, I'm surprised she just didn't completely swear off.
Yeah.
You know, like, this
yeah,
is,
exactly.
I'm done with men, you know,
exactly.
after that.
Well, I mean, I even noticed, like, I mean, Rafe even, I mean, I know this is a small thing, but he even, like, pulled out the chair for her or the, you know, whatever. I mean, he just was being very gentlemanly and,
we
yeah,
all like to see that.
You know, respectful.
Yeah.
And I like that he's respectful of her, that he's, you know, not demeaning her or anything. And,
I
and
know.
And actually being critical of those who have demeaned her and have criticized
yes.
her and been ugly to her.
Yes.
So I think, you know, I just, I don't know, like, what's not to love about that? You know?
No, I think you're absolutely right. And by having him do that character do that for Kate, and, you know, we all know about Kate, and she's had ups and downs and a lot of stuff going in her life, and by validating that, though, of who she really is and the person she is, I mean, you do that for the whole audience, you know, because we're all,
right.
you know, we all have flaws, we all have imperfections, we all have had good and bad times in our lives, and, you know, in general, you just all kind of want to be loved or appreciated, you know, and so you're really doing that for your audience by,
right.
you know, by seeing that, and I think that was a very smart choice, and it's really kind of funny, because in that scene, I think the scene today, I tell him that I think he's a gentleman. And I remember when I first read that, I thought, oh, I don't know. I don't really want to say that because why would she be saying that, really? You know, and I was really, I really was going over it, but, you know, I did say it, you know. And when I watched all the scenes, I thought, no, that does make sense because, you know, he is and she would. I mean, it's like when I was in the moment, I didn't see it as much, but when I watch it all and really see what he was doing, he definitely is and she definitely would recognize that because he is and he was acting that way. So I'm glad it was, you know, I'm glad it was there and I'm definitely glad I said it, you know. Sometimes things are a little bigger and we don't even see them within the moment, but that, you know, that can be the beauty of the writing too, that you just have to trust it and go with it.
Yes.
Jill, are you still there?
I'm here.
Oh. Anyway, so I am glad. I'm glad that you enjoyed it. I know that you've been a huge Cayman fan, and so, you know, you're an example of someone who, you know, because I know you, you know, and we've talked about this too, is that it's hard for me too because I am definitely become a, you know, a fan of you know, a relationship, the storyline that I've played. So it's always kind of hard for me too. I mean, it was hard for me with the Kian, you know, and definitely, I mean, I tweeted the ghost dance between Kate and Roman the other day. That's one of my favorite scenes I did ever. But, you know, it's like even as actors, we have to open ourselves up to new stories and do them justice. So I really appreciate you, you know, doing that too, you know, being open to the possibility of another story.
Plus, because I'm a Kate fan first, that's why.
Thank you. I know that. Thank you so much. And that really is, that is a great point. Thank you so much. A Kate fan and a Dave fan, and thank you. So I just want you to know, shout out to you and everyone who's doing that. I appreciate, the show appreciates it.
What was the reaction in the makeup room when they heard about your scripts?
Everyone was really surprised. You know, I have to say, there wasn't like a big, you know, it was really low-key. This is really a low-key thing. No one ever, a lot of times people, truth be told, don't really read the scripts, you know, ahead of time. So they don't really see it until the day that we're doing it. And literally the day, I think we did we had that, like, the first get-together. our first outing. You know, you have to go in, you're getting makeup, you know, and I come in, like, kind of wrapped in my sheet, and everyone's looking at me like, what, why are you in a sheet? I said, because I have a love scene. They're like, what? I said, yes. And they said, well, who's it with? I said, Kate has a love scene with Rafe. What? I'm like, yes. What? I know it's been a long time, but really, seriously, folks. But it was really funny. So it was like that kind of shocking for a lot of people who
I thought they were watching the monitors after that.
but what they do during, when we do those scenes, they do black, they black out the monitors. They don't.
Oh.
So that's, yeah. Yeah, any scenes that are like intimate scenes, they do. They turn off. Yeah, so no one sees it, which is kind of nice because otherwise, those scenes and the preparation for them would be all broadcast all around the building, you know, because there's monitors all different places. So for any of those kind of scenes.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, it is kind of nice. So then you have that.
And you never know when something might slip and something
Well, that's true. You know, that's kind of like our version of the closed set, that the monitors are turned off for those scenes. Yeah, yeah. Because it's kind of true. Because if that was going on, because you have, you know, like atmosphere and people who come into the studio and everything. So if they happened to be walking by there and saw something that was like really, you know, they could like snap a picture and like, oh, look what's going on. So, I mean, that's kind of good. That kind of helps with the, you know, keep things on the down
low. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so no one really, so they wouldn't have actually, unless they're on set, they're not actually seeing what's going on.
Did you get any kind of, what kind of reaction were you guys getting from the people who were, you know, that were seeing it, like the people on set or whatever? I mean, like,
well,
did you get kind of any immediate reaction or?
I think a little bit. I mean,
oh, come on, don't be shy.
They're always very professional, but they are, you know, they're great. They're really great and supportive, you know, enthusiastic, which always helps. you know, because you want to have a little enthusiasm when you're, you know, the whole thing. It was really nice. You know, it is. It can be like tremendously awkward, or it can be, or you just can like just do it and have fun. And I have to say, it was just that's what it was. It was just kind of fun. We just wanted it. We really wanted it to work, and I think that's why it worked out well, because we just kind of went for it and. Everyone.
Yes, you did.
Yes. It's best that way, I think.
I love it.
But I have to tell you, it was the funniest thing, the only thing that we did, you know, you don't really do scenes. We don't necessarily tape them in order. So and Kaylin and I haven't really, you know, worked together very much. I mean, probably been all of two scenes together in all these years.
Right.
So our very first scene was in the private area, the kissing scene. That was our first scene together. Mm-hmm. We did the drug scene and everything.
In the park,
because we did it out of order. So all of the other scenes, like getting drunk and leading up to it and all of that, came later. And when we looked at the schedule, because we had been discussing all the things we wanted to do, you know, to get to that point. And then we got the schedule, we're like, what? That was up first. And we're like, oh, my God, but we never, what? You know, and you just have to, it once again. And I think it was one of those days, do you guys just want to tape this? And we're like, no. We're like, no, we heard that once. But I can't remember. I'm not sure we even actually did. I think we maybe did just kind of like tape it. And I think we really tripped, so we had to retape it. But, so that was kind of tricky, because you don't know exactly where you're going to be, like how
right.
drunk you're going to play
yeah.
it. You don't
right.
know. So that was an awkward scene. And we both were kind of, you know, concerned about that. But when I saw it, I think it totally worked, because it was a totally awkward moment for them. And we were both very kind of raw with that.
Yeah,
because we had ideas about it, and truly it happened so fast that we weren't really able to execute our ideas, which I think was actually a better thing. So
right.
it had, to me, I thought it was raw, but it had that realness of like just in the moment. Oh, my
right,
God.
Right.
You know, that you felt their tension and their and all of that. I mean, I kind of, but that was kind of cool. So it actually worked out.
Wow, what a challenge, though. Oh, that's neat. That's, it turned out it was flawless. I mean, totally.
Right, so then it's an icebreaker. So after that, if that's how you start your working relationship, then it's like, oh, okay, well, I guess we could do the rest of it. We're fine.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you guys make great, you're really partners in this. You're really both working together, you know. It's
I mean, I feel so lucky. I mean, I've had such a I've had so much luck with all the guys that I've been working with, the men, the actors. I mean, they've all really been so devoted to what they do, and it's always, you know, but you're always so thankful, because you just never know, you know, if everyone's going to have the same worth ethic. And it's so funny, because Galen kind of approaches it the same way that I do. It's this, you know, you do this preparation, but then you just want to see what happens.
Right.
So you prepare, but then you have to let it all go and just see what happens. And he does exactly, you know, the same thing. And we're both the same way, too. After we finish, we both then obsess about what happened. You know? Like, oh, I'm going to drive home. I'm going to be thinking about this. I don't know if I've done that or that. You know, it's so, it's really funny. It's really funny. It's really good. But, very serious about his work. So, you know, I feel lucky
great.
To be working with him. Yeah.
Well, it's exciting to watch it unfold, definitely.
It was good. That's just some of the little things that went on behind the scenes. So, well, Jill, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Sure.
And Carrie wants to know how hot Greg Vaughn is in person.
How hot?
Carrie, she wants.
Very. He's a great looking guy. He's a guy. Is that what you wanted to hear? You know, he's
no,
a great looking guy.
He's
a great looking guy, and he's also the nicest guy. The nicest guy. He has that same quality we were talking about. Just we have such a good group on our show. I have to tell you, ladies, we're lucky. But he's a really, really nice guy. Super friendly. same thing. I mean, just is right with you when you're talking to him. And, you know, he's a great dad, married, kids. That's a good one. Definitely.
Aw, that's nice to hear.
That's a good story. That'll be an interesting story to see what happens with that, right? That's
what?
What's that? I said that's going to be an interesting story to see what happens with
yes,
him.
We're enjoying him.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Yeah. Father Eric, yeah.
Yeah.
We're waiting for the caller to come off, you know.
That caller has been on way too long.
I know. Well,
in her dreams it's been off, but we want it really to come off. Yeah.
I know. Well,
yeah.
You know if it's in the dreams.
It's
yeah,
something's gonna happen
oh, yeah.
sometime.
It's
I
just
know.
A matter of time before Nicole has
right.
a thinking, we know.
I love it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I love that we're back to that kind of storytelling. Really,
yes.
that it's just making you want the thing to happen so much. You know, waiting and waiting and waiting for it, but
right.
in a way that really keeps feeding you. So I mean,
right, because those
really
two could have gone there 3-4 months ago, but I'm shocked that it's taken as long as it has to this point.
Yeah,
and it makes it better because they
it does.
They've connected as friends, and as he's been very supportive in her
right.
you know rehabilitation, so to speak. But, you know.
Yeah. It does.
I think Kate would have had the collar off by now, though.
Oh, way a long time ago. She would have, yeah.
That would have been interesting, yeah.
I know. Oh, my gosh. I can't imagine it would hear about that. Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah. You can imagine.
Yeah, I guess I can't imagine.
You know,
I guess
can
I
imagine.
Can't imagine. Yeah, you're totally right. I can't imagine. Oh,
yeah.
Greg Vaughn is adorable. Oh, my gosh. He's,
he is adorable.
He's a nice. He's
yeah.
adorable, but also very sexy in all the
yeah.
right ways. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So true.
So,
ooh,
so that should
cat.
Be fun, too. See, yeah, there's a lot of good things that are coming up on Days. There's a lot of good things to look forward to.
Yeah, I mean, really. And I know that, you know, we've said this, and we talk about it and that happening. But I have to tell you, it's really true. We definitely, because it's so, you can always tell when actors are talking to each other about their storylines and about what's happening, and, you know, we are, and it's probably a combination of a lot of things, like what I was saying before, because we you know, tape the show so quickly now, and it moves more quickly than it used to, although some other stories, like, have slowed down, but still a lot happens with it, and there's a lot of behavioral things. I think Richard, is it soap opera? No, soap opera. Online.
CBS in depth.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was talking the other day about how they're doing exposition really well and that you don't even know that it's exposition. He tweeted about that, and I think I retweeted it. But, I mean, I love it when you know, hear journalists talking about the show that way. It's like you feel so
yes.
happy, you know, and talking about
yes.
the way they handled, you know, the love story between Sonny and Will, you know, not,
yeah.
you know, it may be off right now, but, you know, all
right.
of that. I mean, it does. It makes you feel really proud. You know, I'm proud of our show right now.
Yeah, yeah. It's really it's pulling us in more and more. I think every
mm-hmm.
day. So,
mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. We're not perfect, but nothing is. Thank God.
No, and it's a massive undertaking to put a show on
it.
That many days
it
a week
is.
For around, you know, 50
oh
years
my
in
gosh.
A row, you know, 45 years in a row.
I
mean,
can't tell you, and it really is in terms of what. The way we used to do it compared to the way we do it now. God, I mean, I have to tell you, it's like night and day. It's an amazing
yeah.
thing. It's an amazing thing. We do it in half the time, almost like twice the amount of work in half the time. It's
oh, yeah.
I don't know how it happens, but it does.
Well, I mean, you guys, you have a very talented cast and crew, and a crew that, you know,
yeah.
been with you for a long time and everything.
Yeah.
And
everyone
yeah.
is on point, and it's, so it is also, on the other hand, but it is exhilarating to work like this because it is so quickly, and it's, you know, you just have to jump in and you have to do it, and everyone is very prepared and ready to do it. So it's challenging, but it's exhilarating. So it's all good.
Okay,
well, I think
girls.
I think there's some more callers.
Yes, we got like 5 more, so everybody's got to go super quick here.
Okay, okay, we won't. Okay. Jill, thanks for calling.
Okay, we have Sabina. Hi, Sabina.
Hey, hi, Lauren.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good. We're doing lots of girl talk here, and it's great.
I know. This has been a great show. I've enjoyed listening. I've been patient, even though I'm exhausted. You've got eight over here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. It's fine. I had a few things I wanted to try to throw out, so I've got to try to go quickly as possible.
Sure.
I know you've got lots more callers that want to talk. First, I want to say I'm sorry I missed that wonderful little celebration the other night that everybody gets to call and get prizes. I missed that because I was actually meeting Crystal Chappelle and watching The Grow for the first time.
Oh, how fun.
So that was awesome. Uh-huh. That was down in Macon at the Macon Film Festival. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, that was amazing. I still am not sure how she ended up having her The Grove come there and get picked up to be as part of the festival. I'd never heard of it until finding out about that. So so that was a lot of fun. It was really neat meeting her. And then I actually ended up at the Whistle Stop Cafe, the actual location of Fried Green Tomatoes. And a lovely, lovely movie. I loved getting to go there. So. Yeah, so that's why I missed it, but I had other things going on.
So you've been busy, let's put it that way.
Yes.
It's all good.
April is coming up around the corner. I'm doing a countdown. I'm looking forward to April 27th when you and a bunch of others are going to come here to Atlanta.
That's right.
Super excited. I'm so excited.
I know, that's going to be a good trip. I'm excited about it, too. And one of my best friends lives down in North Carolina. One of my very best friends. Yes, so I'm going to try to squeeze in a trip and see her. So, I mean, it's going to be good. Those are great events.
Awesome.
Those are really fun events. So I'm looking forward to it.
I am so glad that you all enjoy that. And it just makes it so much more enjoyable for us fans. And I just really got to give you kudos on all that, not just you, but everybody that enjoys the events, and it's just so much fun.
Oh, good.
And I got to say, also, I've been really enjoying the storyline. I actually have met Galen, and he is fun and so charming and adorable. So I've really been, really, really been taken by this storyline, so I'm so enjoying it.
I'm glad to hear that.
I'm also one of the ones that has been a huge fan from ever since I started watching a long time ago to now, and I'm just a fan of the show and every character and everything they throw at us. There might be things that kind of go off strange, but I really just watch to be amazed and enjoy it, and I'm just not critical of everything, I don't pick everything apart like I've seen, I've heard you guys talk about, I don't like that either. I want to just watch and enjoy, and I like everybody, every character.
It's a funny thing. I mean, we all have shows that we like. I mean, I know there's been times that I've been watching, I've talked about this before, like Boardwalk Empire or Mad Men are like two favorites of mine. And they killed someone off Mad Men last year. And I'm just like, what? I don't want to watch this show again. But, it's like in the moment, But of course I am, because I love the show. Am I mad they killed this character off? Yes. Do I understand? Of course. It's a dramatic device.
Right.
Does it bring the story to another level? Yes. I have to appreciate it. I appreciate it. Do I still love the show? Of course I do. It's part of the reason I watch, because they do things that are unexpected. They challenge me. Same thing with Boardwalk Empire. I mean, with so many of the show, certainly the shows on HBO and Showtime and all that. So I'm kind of happy that our show is doing that in our own way. It's a good thing. And I think a lot of people have talked about it moving into a more contemporary show. And, I think that's what they're working to do. So,
it's
good when people are supportive of that.
I mean, that's kind of how I felt when Patrick and Christy got taken off. I was very upset. I've got to be honest, I literally cried when I heard Patrick was leaving again.
I was so sad. I never felt that connection before. But because I'd met him and I created Team Muldoon and everything
I
that came from that, I was so connected. I still am doing Team Muldoon. I'm still trying to get him back on there. I'm not going to stop. I'm just that dedicated, you know.
Right, absolutely. But you didn't stop watching the show, you know.
No, I didn't. Yeah. No, I'm not going to just because one of my favorites is gone. I still have a lot of other favorites on there. I'm not going to stop watching.
Right.
So, you know, and I'm still promoting other stuff that he's doing now. And then, you know, I'm crossing my fingers. I don't know if it's working, but...
Oh, of course. I mean, it's huge. You know, and no, I totally understand what you're saying. And I think generally, especially our audience, because I think that our show has a fabulous, fabulous audience that has been hugely supportive and has really stuck with the show over the years. I mean, through ups and downs and, you know, things they liked and didn't like. And it's kind of amazing. And it's kind of, you know, the show, you know, I think even people who don't watch the show, they know the name Days of Our Lives. You know, it's just, it's really out there. So, I mean, I think we have a great audience. I really do. And I hope, I think generally we're all happy about that. It's just been a while. I think, you know.
But, yeah, so like I said, though, I am really loving it. And I love you. You are a fantastic actress. And
thank
I don't know
you.
If you can hear my cat, but he's saying hi, too. So
I heard that.
Come in.
I heard that.
Sorry.
It would be good in my house with all the dogs, but...
I know. I know. My cat is very vocal. But I'm going to let you go. And
well,
I
thank
really
you for calling
forward
in.
To meeting you in April. I'm
so
excited
to
you're going to be there. And I've got a little something up my sleeve, so I'm excited about that, too.
Awesome. Oh, well, so now we're all intrigued. I can't wait to find out what that's about.
And you're going to have to wait until April. Yay.
Okay. All right. I like that. I like surprises.
Awesome. I'm so glad. Well, I will talk to you soon.
Lovely
on Twitter
talking to you.
Lovely talking with you. Thank you so much again.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, hey, I know we have some other callers, but I wanted to say one. I keep getting messages that people want to know what exactly was on and off under the sheets. Everybody wants me to ask that.
What did they
what exactly
ask?
Was going on under the sheets in that big scene? Or those what was being worn or not worn under the sheets? We want to know. And how did that necklace reappear suddenly? Whose idea was that? That was pretty cute.
Those are all. That's so funny. I know the necklace. Actually, we had another thing that was supposed to go on with that necklace, and actually, you know, the product of, you know, taping so quickly, it didn't really work. The necklace really wasn't in the right spot. I think we did that scene twice. I think. And the second time we did it, the necklace wasn't really in the right spot.
So it was what?
It wasn't in the right where it was supposed to have been for whatever bit we were doing with it, I think. I just remember that looking at it. I forget. We had done something else during rehearsal, I think, with the necklace. Anyway, I can't tell all those things. That was the magic.
Okay, it was just my obligation as a non-journalist to ask the question.
I understand. People don't really want to know.
I think they want to know.
Oh, yes, we do.
I know. I'm just hoping you're going to say, no, we don't. No, yeah, kind of. Of course you do. But, see, I have to keep all those secrets. It has to
All right.
There's a lot of maneuvering, though, I can tell you. You can see I was like,
what's
what?
That?
There's a lot of maneuvering now with those sheets, I'll tell you.
Yes. Yes, that was funny. All right. Well, okay, now you bring on the next caller. I just had to get that question in because I was getting quite a few requests for that.
I understand.
Okay. We have Mary on the phone.
All
right.
Well, okay. Now, I'm just going to bring on the next
caller.
I just had to get
that question in because I was getting a few requests. I understand. Okay.
We have
Mary on the
Mary.
Hello.
Hi, Kate. I mean,
Mary.
Lauren.
Oh, my God.
Mary,
If you're listening to the show on the computer, could you turn it down?
I'm trying to get it off right now. Bear with me.
Okay.
Yes, I'm here. Just a minute, please. Oh, damn computer. Okay, now it's off.
Oh, that's
okay.
Better.
There
you go. There were so many voices. I was like, oh, okay.
I was charging my phone. We've got 59 seconds, 57 seconds. I love
Oh, my goodness.
I had the privilege of speaking with you Friday night.
Oh.
I named the three fruits.
Oh, that's right. I remember. Yes.
With the bronchitis. And
oh, yes.
I'm going to do my darndest to get there on April 27th. I'm going to Africa in July.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, I've got to rework my finances here, but I definitely want to hit the Atlanta show.
Oh, that would be fantastic. I hope you get to do it. But Africa sounds fantastic, too.
Oh, it is. I love it. I've been there before. I love it.
Wow.
And you and Ray, keep it up. Keep it up. Say no more, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Mary.
That was so cute.
Okay, we're going to just keep going. We only have two more people.
Okay.
Well, three more people, but I'll just start by getting real quick.
Okay.
Okay. So I get the computer to work. What? This will be April once I get the computer. There we go. All right, April. Hi, April.
Hey, Lauren.
Hi, are you?
Hi, April. Welcome.
Thank you. I've enjoyed listening to all you guys are talking about. It sounds like you guys are having fun.
We are.
It is. It's hard to believe we're not all in the same bar. But
yeah. Well, I love what you're
like
doing
it.
Right now. I had one quick question. What do you think Stefano's reaction is going to be when he finds out about Kate and Rafe?
I have to be so careful here. I know. I
already know.
That was like the first. I know.
I came in late, so if it was already asked, I'm sorry.
No, it definitely. No one has asked that. There's been some, you know, concern about that, especially for people who are fans of, you know, Kate and Stefano and everything. But it's going to, you know, definitely be a part of the story and is going to factor in, actually, in a very interesting way. It's like how vague I'm being. But it's definitely, I think, something that I can tell you that everyone, you know, thinks about and is concerned about. So, I'm really talking around in circles, but since I'm such a huge advocate of not giving away any spoilers.
It's hard because you know what's going on, but you can only tell so much.
I know, I can only tell you so much, but I have to tell you there is a huge involvement, and that's why I just want everyone to rest assured that, you know, there is involvement. It's not like they're not doing one of those things where, you know, it's just like a satellite story and it doesn't involve anything. At all. It's really kind of brilliant the way everything gets mixed in together. Yeah, so I think you're really going to enjoy it.
Well, I've always loved to get Stefano and Kate together. And in my heart of hearts, I kind of hope someday maybe they'll work it out. But this stuff, everything that's going on is just hot right now. I mean, it's wonderful. Honestly, I hate to say this, I never really particularly cared for Rafe with Danny. But Rafe and Kate, I just think it's incredible. You're incredible. Mm-hmm. I've always been partial to the Sammys and Kates and Nicoles. I love the Maggies, but I like the fire, the determination.
Yeah.
You're incredible. The show.
Thank you.
I would love to see it if you and Sammy and Nicole teamed up together. That would be great.
It would really be fun. Yeah, I've always been drawn to those kind of characters. I mean, they're just more fun to play. You know, there's just all these different things that go on with them, and they're capable of so much, almost anything. So they are definitely fun to play. And I think sometimes when you have a character, you know, like Kate that comes – together with a character like Rafe. You know, they were just in such different worlds that when you bring them together, you get the very unexpected results. And sometimes, and I understand also that, because I really enjoyed the dynamic of Stefano and Kate, and that's another relationship where I think you saw this whole other this power
right.
couple, and that whole, that really whole, that side of her that is just so ambitious and so ruthless came out in such a huge way, and she really enjoyed it and she reveled in it.
Yeah.
But then with what happened, you know, with the portrayals, I mean, that was a huge blow to her, you know.
Yeah.
And a huge blow. So we'll see what happens
with
that.
I'm
sorry?
It's been excellent the way they've been portraying it. Scene where you were on the phone with Stefano, and, you know, he just kind of pushed you to the edge.
He did.
And
yeah.
I mean, all of it was just, you really felt it. I mean, I love that Days of Our Lives getting back to the romance, the
yes.
who's sleeping with who, who's loving who, the
yeah.
all of that. That's what,
yeah.
you know, it's so far, not the twilighty UFO kind of stuff that, you know,
I agree.
They used to do.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think even when Kate says that, I mean, she tells Rafe, you know, I was blackmailed and everything, but she does also say that Stefano was the love of her life, you know.
Yeah.
It was a crazy, crazy thing. And
right.
it was, I think, extraordinarily painful. And for Kate, I mean, Kate,
yeah.
like, never says she's sorry. Never.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
I
and she really,
Kate.
And she really did. To go to Stefano and say, you know, and they are two of a kind, and said to him,
uh-huh.
you know, he was sorry. And when he didn't forgive her and really, to a degree, spit in her face, you know, that was bad. So it's going to, it'll be interesting to see where they go.
Right.
Yeah, because there still is. There's love there. I mean, it's just, I know.
It's a love
thing,
I think.
Stuff.
Yeah.
It's going to really be good.
Right, what a
job
you guys have to get to go to work with all these great-looking guys, I'll tell you.
I know, it's so rough.
Well,
yeah.
I won't keep you any longer, but thank you.
Thank
you're
you. Great. It was a great question, and thank
well, thank you,
so
you for
much.
Answering and taking the time.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
Tell Rosie she owes me the poster.
Okay.
I did the trivia thing, and I forgot to give her my address. I'm
oh,
looking
okay.
forward to getting the poster.
Oh, okay. Yes, I have those posters.
Alrighty.
I have to get all that. Okay, absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm just kidding around. Anyway, thank you so much.
Thanks for calling.
Alrighty.
All
bye,
right.
April.
Have a good night. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, and we'll go to Patty. Hi, Patty. Thanks for waiting so long.
Hi. How are you? Hi, Patty. It's Lauren. Thanks for
I
holding
know.
On.
Oh, that's okay. I have enjoyed listening to you talk. And I just want to say that I have always thought that the Days of Our Lives cast has always been the best actors and actresses and the best looking.
Oh, how sweet. Thank you.
And I think, well, of course, you are my favorite.
Oh, thank you.
I admire you on the show, and you have inspired me to go get a piece of blue hair piece to put
Aww.
In my hair.
Oh, I love that.
You look so great with that. I mean,
thank
no
you.
One but you, Lauren, could pull that off, honey.
thank you so much. Thank you so much. I have to say, I do love my blue streak. I do. I miss it. So it might have to reappear.
You're so wonderful on the show, and I can tell by the way you are talking to everybody how much you care about all of us fans, and you don't know how much we all appreciate that, honestly, and it's just wonderful. Not many people would take out the time that you do to do what you do.
Well, thank you so much for telling me that, because I feel the same way, and for you to tell me really moves it. That moves me. You know, I think we have a shared love for the show, and you know, I love the show. I know the fans do and have been so supportive of it.
And, you know, it's kind of beyond that. I think it's a connection that we all have. You know, we're sharing in this thing, and it's entertainment. But it's also communication. I know I've talked about this before, that one of the real benefits, I think it's like the perks, is the shared community. Is what we're doing right now. It's this water cooler effect where we get, you know, I've got to know so many wonderful people because of this show, and that extends, you know, this shared thing, this thing we like to do, this days of our lives. But it's really just people communicating, and it means a lot. So anyway, thank you.
Well, I have been watching Days for quite a while now. I even watched it with my precious mom. She passed away several years ago, but we would always make it a point to watch Days of Our Lives together. And
yes,
she loves it so much.
Yes. Yes, I found it's a family thing, isn't it, really?
It is, and it's just like generation to generation, and it's wonderful. And I have to say that as far as you and Rafe are concerned, you go, girl.
Yay. Yay. Need a round of applause for that. Yay. Thank
well
you.
Well said. Well said.
Thank you. That's what I think.
I think, girl. You know, you got it. You go. I mean, and you do. And you just look so wonderful on there.
Oh,
you are so beautiful, and I love your clothes.
Thank you.
My gosh.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And I think you obviously have a wonderful attitude, too. I mean, I can tell by just what you're saying. And I think that's true as women. You know, we do. We have to go for it. And
yeah, it's been kind of funny because there's a few of the outfits that you've had on. I kind of have a few of the same things, and I didn't buy them after I saw you with them on. I already had them.
Yeah.
So
I love
it's like this kindred spirit thing.
That's right. That's true. Well, I think in a way we probably are all kindred spirits. Absolutely. Yes.
I believe so.
Yes,
but
I
just want to say that you are my favorite on there, and I record it. I have it fixed to where if I miss it, I don't miss it. And I get to sit back and watch you all on there and watch the best soap opera actors and actresses on TV.
Well, thank you so much. You have just been delightful and just made me feel so good. And I wish I could take your entire phone call and bring it to work with me and play it.
Oh, well, thank you for everything
that you do. Thank you.
And I'll be watching you on TV and try to get that blue streak in there.
You're going to see. One day it's going to reappear. And
awesome.
It will be very subtle. I'm going to do it.
Well,
thank you for calling.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks,
bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, this is the last caller, and this is Vicky.
Vicky?
Vicky?
Hey.
Hi, Vicky. Welcome to the show. It's Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi. You've been hanging on a lot. Have you been hanging on a long time? You must have been on
the line.
Not
really.
Oh,
no. I was listening for quite some time, which I've been really enjoying listening. Yeah.
Oh, good.
I heard Egan come on, and that was awesome. I was laughing.
I know.
And y'all are so funny.
That was fantastic. It was fantastic.
Yes,
that was a wonderful surprise. I have to thank you again. That was fantastic. You could tell by my voice as I got all giggly.
Yeah, well, giggles are great. Laughter is the best medicine.
I know. That's true. That's absolutely true. See, that's how this thing happened with Ray. Listen to me. With Kate and Rafe. I mean, definitely. They were, you know, they started laughing together. See what happened?
Yeah. I just wanted to say, I called you on Friday. I was one of the Twitter cause party.
Oh, yes.
So I was listening. I was wanted to see how insightful you are. I mean, when I see your tweets about your quotes, and I just, you just amaze me. you know, and I love the show, and I've been loyal watcher since 1995.
Really?
And, yes.
I think that's the year I came on the show. I think.
Yeah, I know. I read that somewhere. So I've been watching you since then. So yeah.
Wow, I know. We've come a long way, baby.
I know. I was only like 11 or 12 when I started watching.
Wow.
So now I'm like,
I don't know. Should you have been watching that? Oh, yes, I guess it would have been fine. I know this.
Cool.
It's been a lot of amazing storylines since 1995. A lot of.
Oh, I know. And I love Days. I've always have. I'm a dual fan.
Oh, I know.
Forever,
I totally get it. You know, I definitely, you know, feel the same way, of course, about my own show and then, you know, other shows. Unfortunately, most of the shows that I, you know, I'm a fan of have a very limited run, so I have to always say goodbye.
Aww.
But that's what's so cool about, I think, our genre, you know, that, you know, traditionally it's, you know, look at GH is having their 50th anniversary. You know, I'm really hoping we will, you know, reach that same marker. I really feel like we will. I mean, that's an amazing thing. It's a fabulous thing and very special. So
it is.
You've
come so, you know, so far in being in something so spectacular that, you know.
I feel lucky as an actor too. I mean, it's an unusual career, definitely, to, you know, play the same character for, you know, so many years. But, you know,
I have to give you kudos for that. That's amazing. I mean, you've been on the show for a long time, and
I've been on. Yeah, I mean, I never expected that I would be, and you know, it's, you know, there's times when you think, oh my God. But that's when I become so thankful that I play a character like this, because Kate, there's always been so many possibilities, and I feel like, you know, there's always so much more to be discovered about her, and and there actually are no limits of what she could do.
Oh, I know that.
You know, so yeah. I think I've been very lucky in that way, and you know, I feel lucky to have a character like this.
Yeah, Kate's awesome, and she's so spontaneous, and I mean, like we were saying the other night, we love to hate her, but I never really disliked Kate. I always thought she had this, I don't know how to put it really, I don't know the word I'm looking for. My brain's right now, so I guess I want to say power or...
Well, she does. You know, I think, too, that why we could still... You know, because a lot of people call her a villain. I see her as a villain.
Not
really
a villain to me. I mean,
no,
really.
I think she's like a... She's just a... You know, she's a survivor. You know, she's a flawed person, you know, who's pretty fierce. You know, it's going to keep on going. It doesn't really matter. She doesn't really have self-pity. You know, she has things she really, really believes in. Is definitely her family. Is she impulsive? Yes. Does she do things that she shouldn't have done? Yes. You know, but ultimately, I mean, she has great feeling. She has great strengths. You know, so for me, it's like, it's really, she is multi-dimensional, but she is just also human. She's
exactly.
also human, and you know, she doesn't do things because, you know, I'm doing this because I'm evil. You know, she, you know, it's almost like she knows no bounds. She knows no bounds, and she has these
exactly.
huge, these appetites for love, for power, you know, for family, you know, all different things. So I think that
she's not
a
quitter.
She's not a quitter, no.
No.
And so I think that people can, you know, there's so many different areas that you can identify, places where you can identify, and, you know, especially, you know, and now, and I think even how she's grown, the woman she is now, that we can really identify with her, because, you know, women go through a lot of pain. It's a lot that you go through, you know, and you keep on going. And then I think it's interesting to see a character like this who really does just want to connect. You know, through everything she's gone through, which I think was interesting with what they're doing right now. It's just this connection that she has with this with this man that she really hadn't really known before. And it's just that. It's just this bit of human connection that, you know, makes a difference. So
thank you. I'm really hoping that, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. I'd like to hear what you have to say.
Okay, I'm really liking the rate. Rafi. I want to say Rafi for some strange reason, because this way his name is spelled. Or it looks like it's like Cafe Rafi. I don't know. I'm sorry. But Rafe. I'm really loving where it's going, and I hope that the writers do keep the storyline going for both you and Galen, because I know there's like a dark moment there for you. You didn't have much airtime, and I really want you to have more airtime.
Yes.
You deserve the airtime.
Well, yes, thank you. And thank you for that support. And I think it, you know, it definitely helps to talk about it, and definitely with social media, because, you know, it is, it's, you know, I know this, you know, people are pro, people are con, people are in the middle, but, you know, it's just the discussion about it is all good. And,
yes,
you know, it keeps the discussion going about the characters in the show.
Yeah.
So
tweet the support to hashtag.
Yeah.
Go like the rape picture, kiss picture on the Rollers fan page.
That's true. Let the powers be known.
All those things are important.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, because I like Kate and Stefano.
Yeah.
And Kate and Ian. So I'm very open minded about the characters. You know,
yeah,
in their relationship. So I'm like,
yeah,
I'm all for it.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way. You know, I've had definitely, you know, favorites, and but, you know, all of it is kind of, if you like the character, it has to do with growth of the character, you know, the different relationships. So, and even characters that have been together, then they're apart, then they're back together again. You know, they come together, they're different people. I mean, hopefully, realistically, you know, so that's even, it's a different relationship. So, yeah, thank you for being open-minded about it.
You're welcome.
Stay tuned.
I will. I love the surprises.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I think we all do,
surprises
really
are the best. The spoilers do spoil surprises.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Try to stay away from those.
Stay away from the spoilers. That's what we have to start doing. Stay away from the spoilers. It's true. I mean, I think it was kind of interesting, you know, for me, you know, because I don't know if you watched Downton Abbey, but you know, when they started this season,
I saw your tweet.
I
saw your tweet about that. It was like you saw the spoiler and it ruined your.
Well,
it was like
You know, it's so funny because they had seen it. A lot of people had seen it a year ahead of time because in England, of course, it had already aired. But I think generally people were really good about trying to not talk about
keep on the
stuff.
DL.
Yeah, because so many people DVR it and they don't watch it the same week that other people do. And the only thing that I saw, someone said he dies. And I forget when they said it. And I thought it was like earlier in the season. I think it's when I don't even want to talk about it in case someone hasn't seen it. But so I got a little bit of a spoiler. I know Deidre tweeted too and said
yeah,
she
I
had,
saw that too.
Yeah, she had a little bit.
Aww.
I know I agreed with her because it was, she's a big fan of the show too. And it's like, even if you hear little hints, it's like, I don't know. So I understand the no spoilers thing. It's like, I don't want to know. I want to be surprised.
I know, exactly.
That's a good part.
On the same page.
I agree. We're all on that page. I know, so we'll keep it going. We'll start tweeting that again. That was spoilers.
Yeah.
Especially in this day and age when it is kind of delayed viewing. People view it all different ways and at different times, so you do have to be really careful. You know?
Oh, no, and I see all of them on Twitter, and, you know, I try not to watch, you know, look at them and say about, you know, tomorrow's episode will be da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, how do they know this ahead of time? I just don't get it.
No, I mean, I think it's kind of cool that people are tweeting about who's on. That's kind of good because it's like, oh,
yeah,
heads up. That's kind of cool. But
so
like, don't tell us what
to,
they're doing.
You know.
We know they're on, but we don't want to know what they're doing.
Keep
that a secret.
But yeah. But it was such a pleasure talking to you. I don't want to take up any more of your time.
Well,
thank
you so much for calling in.
You're welcome. I love talking to you. It's very fun talking to you.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling, Vicki.
Yeah. And we'll see you on Twitter.
Definitely.
Awesome.
All right. Have a wonderful night.
You too.
And thank you.
Thanks for calling. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Aw.
Marianne, did you have anything?
Oh, no, just no. No, just to thank her for, you know, thank Lauren for coming. And yes,
this was really wonderful. This was so much fun. It was so nice. It was so relaxing, honestly.
Yeah, not too much to add. Everybody kind of covered.
It was really great. It's so interesting for me too to hear the different perspectives on it when people are getting out of it. I mean, it's fascinating to me, and it really is, and it's fuel for when we go back to work, and it's like, oh, I know, I'm gonna have to spread the word.
And it seems like everything is positive too.
Have you had Galen on this show?
No,
we haven't. We need to. If you can put in a good word for us.
No, but we need to.
I'll put in a good word for you. He'll be happy to know that all the stuff that you talked about was coming across. So that's cool.
Yeah, tell him we're Ray friendly around here now.
You're
yeah. Okay. Tell him we're a little friendlier than we were before.
Okay. I understood.
We'll be nice. We'll be gentle.
Okay. The broad-minded broads. There you go.
Yeah.
There you
go. Rose and Carrie, you both handled all the callers and everything. Did you have anything you wanted to say to Lauren before we say goodbye?
Yes. Well, we missed Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I was wondering, because I know you're a big Real Housewives fan, how you like the season so far with Adrian and Brandy and all that drama going on?
Uh-oh. How do you guys feel? Do you watch?
Well, I hate Brandy personally, but I don't know.
Do you? This is what happens when you have years of playing the person who is seen as the villain. You immediately sympathize with those people. See, I'm a little bit Team Brandy. I feel like she's a little picked on. Isn't that funny?
Well, I haven't watched the season at all. I just heard that she cheated with Adrian's husband, so I'm kind of like,
What?
I haven't seen the season yet, but I know there were rumors out there that that's why Adrian's breaking up with her husband.
No, is that gossip though? That's not true, is it?
I don't know. Carrie, do you know? I just saw that on one of the magazines. Of course, it might not be true. It might just be
About why Paul and Adrian divorced? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
There was rumors that he was physically abusive to her and the kids. Rumors.
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay.
Gosh.
I thought Brandy cheated with him. Okay, I thought it was one of those.
Sorry.
I haven't been watching this season, so.
Yikes. I know. It does get kind of... It gets a little ugly. I mean, there's only a problem I actually do have with the reality shows, though, because, I mean, it's not reality, but then again, it is going into these people's lives, even though it's a little twisted. I think we really need to get back to scripted shows, honestly.
Yeah, we need to get our twisted stuff from Days of Our Lives, not from reality.
Yeah, because then it's really not, because, I mean, the line, even though it isn't, you know, reality, obviously having these film crews in and things are constructed and, you know, they got really planned out, but still it is affecting lives, and still you are letting this, it's
sure.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Good.
I just have a theory that, I mean, I just feel strongly. I mean, I like to watch a train wreck just as much as the next gal
does. It's human nature, yeah.
But I'm just as guilty of it as anybody. But, you know, I kind of have a theory that really when people let cameras into their lives like that and allow their private moments to be exposed like that, that it takes away a little bit of the sacredness of the family a little bit or something, or that of those relationships.
A little?
I don't know. So you could see that with Kate and Kate and John.
Oh,
whatever,
my God.
I mean, that was horrible, you know, but I mean, you're like, you know, you just see how it can be so destructive to friendships and to family and everything. So from that standpoint, I don't think it's a good idea to do it.
No, it's definitely not a good idea.
But there are plenty of people willing to do it.
Yeah, and you have to wonder why, especially in their circumstances. I don't quite understand, you know, why they. Why? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. We, I mean, we do watch because I think you are right. It is like the train wreck thing, but
yeah.
But I am kind of turned off by it at the same time. I mean,
I don't know.
I kind of prefer to get my reality show. I mean, it's like Project Runway. I mean, I really like Project Runway. To me,
I like The Biggest Loser, and I like like the shows like that are more positive. That, you know,
right.
I watch the train wrecks too, but I'm just saying, you know,
Survivor.
Survivor
was kind of fun with me because, really, Survivor turned into kind of a soap opera because they create this society and it's how. I mean, definitely they have all the intrigue of a soap opera. The, you know, the different characters and it's really cast.
The plotting.
You know, so I think it's just the blending of reality and then what really isn't reality because they have to have conflict. So they really do cast all those housewife things. They're cast too. I mean, and Brandy even admitted. I mean, she wasn't friends with those people. They brought her in, and then you become a friend. So it's kind of
Yeah.
The whole thing is forced, and of course it's going to explode at some point.
And yet we watch.
Well, I think maybe it's coming back around because truly, I think for a while they took the place of our genre of soap operas a degree, but I think now we're getting away from what might have been the more fantastical storylines that really weren't the right kind of storylines for our genre, and we're getting more into your character-driven stories, which really what the daytime things are.
That's what we wanted all along,
That's what you wanted all the time. Yeah, and now we're getting back to that, and I have a feeling the more we get back to that, the others will kind of lose their allure now because we'll be getting that again. You know, from our soaps, and without anyone being, you know, hurt in the process.
Well, and
we're
very
professional.
And the genre has managed to sort of bounce back in a way. It seems like recently.
I think
with,
it really.
You know, the ones that remain are remaining strong or getting stronger, and
they're
like
getting stronger. And I think that's going to continue because I understand that. You know, we lost the ones we did. And you know, Ian really made a good point, is that you can watch all of them now. I mean, it's like a full afternoon, what would have been the afternoon of soaps on one network, you know, when they were at the three or four. And now that's what we have left. But you could really, you could watch them all, if you know, if you're a fan of the genre.
And
that's
the success
good.
Of Dallas coming back.
I know.
Successful. And
yeah.
Let's face it, people, our human nature is we want these stories, we want to, you know, to be engaged like that, and also now with social media, now we can interact with each other on a whole
which is the really fun part of it. Well, come on, I mean, Downton Abbey is a soap opera. I mean, they're all everything's
absolutely.
A soap opera. They're, I mean, sports shows are soap operas. They're, you know, they always give this we just get into the stats about the players you wanted about their wives and their lives and all that. I mean, so people crave information about other people. We like to watch behavior and people interacting, and you know, that's what it is. So I think that we do, you know, there had to be a reconstruction probably of the genre, and now we're back and we're like kind of leaner and meaner, and
and SoapNet's still on. Remember last March they were supposed to switch over to some junior show, I don't know, some kids network. And it's still almost a year later.
I'm glad they're still there. I mean, I had to get, because you know, we were preempted out here, so the second you know, episode where Kate and Rafe were airing was preempted out here, so I was like, that's where I went to see it, because I wasn't going to be able to see it, and I wanted to see it. So, you know, I got it off.
Yeah, you definitely had to see it.
I definitely had to see it, yeah. It wasn't quite as high def, but anyway, I still got to see it. But, yeah, so I think I do feel good about the genre. I think we are going to be around, right?
Well, I hope so. We all.
Me too. I know. Because we have fun getting to talk about it.
Yes.
Dissect it. We won't have to do it with the housewives. Oh boy.
Well, I know we've kept you on for a really long time, and it's been
fun. I had fun. It was my pleasure. It was great getting to talk to all you. And
thank you for everything, for being so wonderful with the fans and with us, and just being, you know, so supportive and. We just love you guys a lot. We love what you're doing, and we're rooting for you.
Thank you.
Give us more. We just want more.
Okay. There's more coming. There's more coming.
I'll be
thinking about you. Believe me, ladies, when I'm doing the scenes, I'm thinking of you.
All right.
Thanks.
Anybody have anything else?
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Okay.
Take care. Say hi to Nikki for us.
I will.
All right.
Good night. Have a good week.
Good night. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Good night.
Bye.